The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioPrint services.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We're live for our 8th District 6A Showcase, and both of the black and gold teams are getting stronger and playing tougher as January comes to a close. Tonight finds the Clay County squads at home again for a Friday night clash on the Cumberland with Jackson County. Matt Walker and his 15-8 Lady Bulldogs are winners of five straight and are coming off the biggest win of their season. Coming to spoil their party are Jim Brown and his 3-17 Lady Blue Devils, who have won two of their last four contests. Rob Edwards and his 20-3 Bulldogs are looking to continue their excellent campaign and hone their skills to perfection as the district tournament looms ever near. Wanting desperately to upset the Dogs are Kevin Thomas and his 8-13 Blue Devils, who have won only two of their last 10 games. Anything can happen here in District 6A, and we're on hand to make sure you don't miss a thing as we get set for the second meeting of the Blue Devils and the Bulldogs.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Park, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street, Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc. accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Happy Saginaw River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hot breakfasts, quick lunches, pizza for supper, or anything in between, with hometown convenience on both ends of town.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina, and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-offs of Lady Bulldog basketball streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is the CarQuest pregame show in our 8th Clay County basketball broadcast of this season. For the fourth time this year, we're here in Salina with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, and as usual, I'm bringing you the play-by-play action tonight. Throughout the evening, we'll be joined by Joe Sims and Thomas Watson. For now, I'm accompanied by the Horizon Sports Network's analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Daniel, appreciate that kind introduction as always. We're back here at home to continue our District 6A showcase coverage, and we say it every week, but there's no doubt about it. This is some of the best basketball you'll see, especially here in the Upper Cumberland. You know, you talk about that upset last week and just night in, night out. This is the place you want to be.
It is. You see that in the scores when you look around the district. There's upsets that take place. There's tight games night in and night out. I honestly think it's the strongest district for basketball, boys and girls, as far as competitiveness and talent, statewide.
They did. And Tuesday night, you know, the Dogs put that Monterey loss behind them with a blowout of Clark Range to start the week. And they're looking to do the same here tonight against the downriver rival, Jackson County Blue Devils, Daniel. And then the Lady Dogs are riding high after what has to be considered the upset of the year, Daniel. Even though Coach Walker, he didn't really look at it that way. You'll hear from him in the interview later. You know, they've played Clark Range pretty darn well in the last few years.
They have. He's beat them three times, I guess, now in his four-year tenure. I might be missing one, but I know of three. That's pretty good. If you can get one a year against Lamar Rogers, you're doing something. That's kind of what he's averaging.
You definitely are, but you can't take away upset or not, Daniel. That was just a huge win, especially here on the home floor. Second year in a row we beat them here in Salina. Nobody expected that one. But these girls came to play, and they seemed to rise to the occasion, minus that Pickett County, basically a letdown.
Yeah.
They didn't play well up there.
No.
They're going to see them next Tuesday, hopefully going to use tonight as a tune-up for that one.
When our girls come out and play defense the way they did against the Lady Buffaloes, with the intensity they played with from the opening tip to the final buzzer, there's no game that they can't win.
I agree, but you know what? Just like you said, this Lady Bluebell team, they're coming off a rare win, so they've gained a little momentum. We've seen Trousdale play well against us. We've seen Monterey play well against us, and I expect Coach Brown will have his team looking for another upset tonight, so the Lady Dogs better get ready.
I think so. The Lady Blue Devils, some confidence. They're not used to winning. These particular girls ain't. Now that they've won a few, there's no doubt they're living large, you know.
Right. And one group that's always ready, Daniel, is our long list of sponsors. And, folks, I know we say this every broadcast, but, you know, we wouldn't be able to do this without them. We have asked you to let them know how much you appreciate their sponsorship and getting the word out, so you can hear these basketball games, football games, or whatever. But, Daniel, we mean it. We want folks to go by. Let them know, hey, I heard your ad on the Horizon Sports Network. Really appreciate you helping get the coverage out there.
Absolutely. We will continue to talk about them. And like you say, it's not something we have to do. It's something we want to do.
No doubt. And up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what will be in print in next week's newspaper, because the Delhalla Horizon newspaper got this thing all started. The Horizon Sports Network's just an extension of that paper. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what will be in print about Clay County's games with Clark Range. Coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Biosciences BioPrim Services. Visit AmpBioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. Of course, next week's paper won't be out until next Wednesday, so here's a preview of what will be in print about Clay County's wins over Clark Range here in Salina last Tuesday night. The Lady Dogs took down Goliath Daniel by beating the Lady Buffaloes 40-37. You know, Clay County stayed within striking distance in a low-scoring first half, but they did trail by 8 in intermission and then got down by 12 heading into that decisive fourth quarter. There they outscored Clark Range 20-5 for the win. Katie Armsburg to 3 to knot it at 34 with 2:30 left. An out-of-bounds play from Eliza Jenkins to Briley Burchett then gave them a lead they wouldn't relinquish after Rachel Kovas put Clay County up 3 at the line. And a last-second Clark Range heave misses Mark Daniel. What a finish to that one.
It was. The most interesting stat to me, first three quarters, 20 points for Clay County. And as you mentioned, in the fourth quarter, 20 points for Clay County to get to 40.
What a rally it was. And Katie Arms led that rally with 16 points. Briley Burchett had 9. Copas and Marley Ashlock had 6 apiece. Copas scoring all 6 of hers in that decisive fourth quarter. And Cherokee Upton came off the bench and made a huge shot there in the third quarter to keep us close. So, again, what a win for the Lady Dogs. On the other hand, the Dogs just dominated from start to finish, Daniel. They led 33-19 at the half and rolled to a 68-37 victory, Daniel. No contest in that one.
It wasn't. Coach Powell just don't have the horses this year. Did the best he could with them, but Clark Range not a matchup with Clay County.
I'll have to agree. Grant Strong led the way again. A little bit below his average, only 18, but didn't see a lot of minutes late. Jeffrey Spivey got back on the horse, Daniel, started flicking it, buried 4 threes for 12 points. Mason Sharp and Gunner Silk both had 10 each, so there's 4 in double figures.
That's the secret to success for Rob Edwards and that squad.
No doubt about it. Jake Ashlock, the senior, only had 7 that night, but didn't really look to score, didn't have to. Carson Sharp had 3. Eli Smith, Keaton Arms, John Hamilton, and Bryce Bailey all had 2 apiece in mop-up late in that contest. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game and that Clark Range game in your Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper. We also want to ask you to remind your friends that we're on air tonight. Share the link on Facebook. Text it to them. Do what you can to get the word out. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we prepare for Clay County versus Jackson County. Up next, after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the CarQuest pregame. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, got a little chatty during our break. Hopefully there wasn't too much of a delay between the end of that advertisement and us coming back on air. It's time for Vanna Bulldog History, brought to you by Happy Sack, Noble River Markets. To begin with, we'll take a look at the championship history of tonight's teams. The Jackson County Lady Blue Devils have advanced to 18 state tournaments. Their most recent trip was in 2014, and they have a tournament record of 37-10. They've captured 5 state runner-ups and 8 state championships. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs have made 10 state tournament appearances, most recently in 2012. Their tournament record is 13-9. They've got 4 state runner-ups and 1 state championship. Now we'll look at the series between tonight's teams during the past decade. The teams have met 28 times in the past 10 years. Clay County is 8-20 against the Lady Blue Devils during that time. However, the Black and Gold currently hold a 4-game winning streak in the series. We're going to go ahead and announce the individual game leaders for the Lady Bulldogs against the Lady Blue Devils. Points, 1991, 29 of them, Jan Arms.
Free throws made against the Lady Blue Devils, 2 tied with 10 each, Mackenzie Hamilton and Crystal Davis. Davis in 95, Hamilton in 2011.
Assist leader, Sonia Smith. She had 10 assists in 1991. A lot of those likely to Jan Arms.
And rebounds, Daniel. 15 rebounds for both Amanda Kendall and Jan Arms. Arms in 90 and Kendall in 97.
Steals, 3 different Lady Bulldogs tied. Melissa Webb had 7 in 92. Tia Burchett had 7 in 1994, and Tia Ashlock had 7 in 1993.
And blocks, 4 blocks by Amber Strong in 2003.
Now we'll look at the boys' team's championship history. The Jackson County Blue Devils have made 5 state tournament appearances, the most recent being 2008, and their tournament record is 0-5. The Clay County boys, going back into the Salina High School days with this as well, have made 9 state tournaments, most recently 2 seasons ago in 2018. The Bulldogs have a 3-9 tournament record and have claimed 1 state runner-up. Concerning the series with Jackson County over the past decade, the teams have met 27 times. The Bulldogs are 21-6 against the Blue Devils during that span, and the Black and Gold have a 3-game win streak in the series. Boys leaders, starting with points, Tyreek Key, 41 against Jackson County in 2017.
Key again on the free throws, Daniel, made 13 in 2015.
John Tanner Dodson leads in the three-point field. He had 7 triples in 2015.
Brian Corth is the assist leader. In 2010, he dished out 9, Daniel.
On rebounds, we see Tyreek Key again. 2 different times he did it, both of them in the same year. In 2016, he pulled down 16 rebounds twice against Jackson County.
And steals, 2 tied with 5. Jordan Strong in 2011 and Brian Corth again in 2010.
And finally, the area of blocks, Dylan Carter in 2012 swatted away 6 shots against the Blue Devils. We'll continue on with about a Bulldog history here, talking about a female and male member of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. The female member tonight will discuss Tricia Fox Strong. Tricia played from 1986 to 1989 and helped mold a struggling Lady Bulldog program into the seasonal staple that they've become. Playing 3 years for head coach Joe Sims, Fox was his first superstar. She averaged 13.8 per game as a junior and then one of the best seasons ever here, 19.5 points per game as a senior, which placed her among the Mid-State's finest scorers. Salina's teams improved during each of her seasons and qualified for the program's first ever sub-state game her senior year in 1989. Tricia scored more than 30 points on 3 different occasions, with her single game high being 38. Her single season tally of 662 points her senior year has only been surpassed by 1 other player, and the only other Lady Dog to hit more free throws in a single season is her daughter, fittingly enough, Taylor Strong. Tricia Fox Strong, one of the all-time greats.
Well, like you said in that writing there, you know, she established what you see today. Got Coach Sims rolling, and he just ran with it. But, you know, she was, I don't know what the word is for it, but, you know.
Pioneer.
You're right. That's what I was looking for, a pioneer for Lady Bulldog basketball. That's right. Our male honoree is Mr. Doug Strong, a 3-year basketball standout. Doug earned numerous postseason honors, including all-conference, all-district, and all-tournament as a sophomore, junior, and senior. He was also named to the Nashville Banners all-mid-state teams as a junior and senior. Strong scored a reported 2,635 points in his career, which was before the three-pointer was used. Doug had a lengthy career as a sports referee, including officiating in the TSSAA state tournaments. And last but not least, in numerous years he spent as a coach in basketball, golf, and softball at CCHS. Doug Strong, just a bulldog for life, Daniel. Had a great playing career, but, you know, his contributions still today, you can't discount them.
Well, you know, we go around and usually are some of the first people in the gyms on these away games. He always beats us. He's there. He doesn't miss a game. Comes to everything. He's raised a lot of funds, ran the Booster Club for years for Coach Edwards. Got a few other things that he's done here lately that hadn't been revealed yet that'll be coming up. But he works behind the scenes a lot. Honestly, I don't think he cares if he gets any of the credit for it or not.
Right.
He's done a lot of work for Clay County High School and the Bulldogs.
And I'd like to have been able to witness some of his playing days. I've always heard a lot of stories about it amongst a lot of other great players playing alongside him. So pretty impressive the career he had.
It certainly was. I know his senior year, Coe was a sophomore and just went from one great player into others. And there's kind of somebody carried that torch throughout. Quite a pleasure tonight to talk about Tricia Fox Strong and Doug Strong, two of our past members of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Happy Sack and Obi River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hot breakfast, quick lunch, pizza for supper, or anything in between, with hometown convenience on both ends of town. You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at their home in Hermitage Springs.
Happy Sack and Obi River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hot breakfast, quick lunches, pizza for supper, or anything in between with hometown convenience on both ends of town.
Ollie's Place. Look for Dixie standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
MTDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Up next, we'll hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker. Preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims. Hear a final word before tip-off and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball here on the Horizon Sports Network. Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Bulldog locker room with head coach Rob Edwards, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Visit ecopanelsoftn.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes, right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County hosting Jackson County tonight, where the 20-3 Dogs will take on the 8-13 Blue Devils. Looking to remain tied at the top of District 6A. I'm here with head coach Rob Edwards and freshman guard Alec Kerr for this edition of Inside the Bulldog Locker Room. Coach, good to have you as always.
Good to be here as always, Thomas.
And Alec, you too.
Good to be here as well.
Before I get down to the nitty-gritty, I want to congratulate you on your milestone, coach. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, Thomas. I appreciate it.
Did you guys get to sing too, Malik?
Oh, yeah. I was leading it. Got a picture with him in the cake.
Nothing like serenaded from a team. Getting serenaded from a team, isn't it?
Yeah, two times. Once during practice yesterday, and then again today at our little meal prior to the game.
Well, again, congratulations on hitting that half-century milestone, Coach. And you got back on the horse and took care of business against Clark Range the other night. Nothing like a good blowout win to get over a loss.
Well, yeah, you're right. We came out and thought we moved the ball particularly well against their zone, and they started in the 2-3, and then we scored pretty much at will on that, and then they went to the matchup zone and slowed us down a little bit. But like I said, I thought we moved the ball really well. I thought we shared the ball really well. Made shots, and just got rolling early.
And Alec, I know you set that one out, but it had to feel good to see your team kind of get back to their winning ways the other night against Clark Range.
Oh yeah, Keaton Arms, he guarded that their best player pretty good and shut him down, and we just kept out coming out and pounding them, beat them every play, just
right. And Alec or Coach, I mean, those winning ways have kind of come from a complete team effort from about eight or so guys all year long, and Alec's kind of been one of them that's contributed, and he's doing it as a freshman. Pretty impressive young player, isn't he?
He certainly is, you know. I mean, anybody that saw him play football back in the fall knows how good of an athlete he is, how tough he is, and, that's carried over into basketball. He's a good defender. And knocks down shots, and he's not afraid of the big moments either. You know, he doesn't mind taking a shot at a big moment.
And Alec, we all know your athleticism, like Coach said, and what you did as a freshman on the gridiron, and as he said, translated it straight to the hardwood. And in my opinion, I watched you when you played junior high. You really developed your shot and developed your game, I think. Been working on it a little, huh?
Yeah, that eighth grade year, I stayed back. I was in the gym two or three times a week, just working on my game. And it really has developed me. I agree with what you said. I think I have developed better than what I was.
Well, when I first saw you this year, I saw you, like Coach said, just kind of green-lighted it, pulled the trigger and knocked down some shots. I like that confidence you have.
Yeah, I notice more confidence I shoot with, the more they go in.
Right. Yeah. That makes sense, doesn't it, Coach?
It sure does.
Well, Coach, it must be nice to have Alec. You can send out there, if you got a good player, say Peyton West or somebody, you can send multiple guys out there. Alec's one of those stopper guys. But there's not a whole lot of guys that can get past Mr. Kerr. His quickness is just unmatched.
It is. That's one of his best attributes, And, again, that goes back to anybody that saw him play football knows how fast he is. And, you saw him intercept several balls during the season and break up a lot of plays, and he came from that safety position and made a ton of tackles. So same thing again, translate over to basketball, and he's all over the floor.
He is, and Alec, your teammates and Coach Edwards all trust you to come off the bench and run the show at times from the point. That has to feel good to know that they've got that kind of confidence in you at such a young age here.
Yeah, I'm thankful for that, and I'm just glad to get out there and play with them. I mean, they're a great group of kids, but, it's a blessing to get out there and play with them.
And these seniors, Jake Ashlock, Mason Sharp, they're some of the ones that have that confidence in you. What kind of role have they played as far as helping you along?
We usually cut up, have a bunch of jokes. Locker room's a big party in there, but, yeah, Jake Mace, they're definitely pretty good leaders, but I look up to them both. Good guys.
Kind of welcomed you in, I guess is what he meant, Coach, by the party, right?
Well, I hope that's what he meant, yeah. it is loud in there sometimes, I know.
Yeah.
Right.
They have a good time. And that's a big part of it.
It is.
There's a locker room atmosphere and everybody getting along and having fun. So, we encourage them to have fun and have a good time and win games and work hard at the same time.
Right. And, Coach, we talked about Alec's quickness and such, but he's one of those players that's kind of fun to watch work, similar to maybe Heath Kimes from last year. He's the guy that catches your eye when he's running up down the floor.
He does. And, again, it goes back to his toughness. He's just a tough guy. I mean, he's he's sitting out right now with a foot injury, but
he'll be back as quick as he can, just because he wants to be back on the floor, and his toughness on the floor, just the ability to get in front of people and stay in front of people and work hard, you know, that means a lot for this team.
And Alec, where does that come from? You know, the relentless attitude you have and what you bring to the game.
My dad, he would say I got it from my mom, but honestly, I really don't know. I've always been like that. I'd say being hurt, it hurts me the most. Like, not being able to be out there on the court or not out on the field, just it kills me on the inside. But I'd say being out there, it means a lot to me, and I like that.
Well, it won't be long, I'm sure. I hope you're healing up well. And Coach, tonight, kind of another one where you could use Alec. I know he's out tonight. And, you know, the Blue Devils are down on their luck a little bit. But sometimes a team like that is the most dangerous type. You know, we talk about a trap-type game and so on and so forth. You beat them pretty well down there. But you really can't look over any team in this league, as you've said over and over.
Well, we can't. You know, that's what we talked about yesterday. And we've already talked about it today in our pregame walkthrough about, you know, the Devils didn't play very good at their place against us, you know, and probably one of their worst games of the season, and I'm sure that they're aware of that, and, you know, they want to have a much better showing this go-round than what they did the first time. So they are a team that's capable. We just have to go out and play our game and take away the things that they like to do the best, and I think things will be fine for us.
And Alec didn't get a shot at them in football. They dropped off the schedule. But there's probably a little added motivation in this one always against Blue Devils, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. It's always fun to put a beat down on Jackson County. Right. Don't matter what sport. But
mind of my own heart, Coach.
Yeah, it's coming tonight, too.
It certainly is.
Right. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to talk with us, Alec.
Thank you.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thanks a lot, Thomas.
This has been Inside the Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Rob Edwards, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Visit EcoPanelsOfTN.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Bacon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing, heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker. Brought to you by Echo Panels of Tennessee. Visit EchoPanelsOfTN.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County hosting Jackson County night tonight, where the 15-8 Lady Dogs will take on the 3-17 Lady Blue Devils, hoping to remain tied for second in District 6A. I'm here for this edition of Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker and sophomore forward Lauren Weaver, who's also my pride and joy of a daughter. I figured I'd go ahead and get that out of the way, babe. Thanks for sitting down with us.
Good to be here.
And, Coach, good to have you as always.
Thank you for coming.
You know, it's kind of fitting to have my daughter here with us this week. I'm sure you've seen all the Twitter posts about the hashtag girl dad thing.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Honoring Kobe Bryant and his daughter, and I know you're a fellow girl dad yourself, Coach.
It's pretty awesome. It's pretty special.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of the girl dads were happy last Tuesday night, including myself, when the Lady Dogs put together possibly the upset of the year, Coach, over Clark Ranch.
You know, a lot of people keep saying that, but, you know, we beat them the last couple of years as well, and I don't know if we play them 10 times, but we beat them all 10 times. I don't think we do, but if we play them 10 times, they don't beat us 10 times either. So
right.
I think we're competitive with them.
You were confident going in. I remember an interview, you know. So I think that's the mindset you got to have when you go up against Goliath like that, isn't it?
Well, just knowing that we can defend them. As I mentioned in the interview, I don't think we did a good job guarding them at their place. And part of that stems from the turnovers we had at their place.
Sure.
I knew Rachel and Katie and Zoe and Lauren and Kelsey and whoever else was going to do an excellent job on defense. I knew we could guard them. But it really puts those girls at a disadvantage whenever the twins are getting, you know, 15 points off steals and stuff, and kind of inflates their numbers a little.
Right, I agree. And Lauren, you guys were down 12 heading into the fourth quarter. What a comeback that was.
It was a really big comeback, but it was just...
Well, you'd been in that position before. I think you were down 20-plus to a good Maplewood team over Christmas. Did that help you guys kind of knowing you'd done it before?
Yeah. We just knew that we can do it. We just had to work really hard.
And, Coach, that comeback, it kind of took a team effort. You mentioned them all, Katie Arms, Rachel Copas. They came up big down the stretch. Marley Ashlock made some big shots in that one. Lauren got a crucial rebound or two. Eliza Jenkins making that pass to Riley Burgess on the inbounds. You know, it really came down to a lot of different plays kind of strung together down the stretch of that one.
Well, our team in the locker room was kind of told the girls, you know, the game starts at 0-0, and, you know, we can play the best defense that we can possibly play and still not win the game. It's going to end 0-0.
Right.
At the end, somebody had to make a play, and you mentioned that pass from Eliza. She put it where only Briley could get it. There was two people on Briley, and she went up and made a play and finished really strong. So I thought, like you said, a lot of different people, but we all made plays.
And even with that, Lauren, after the go-ahead basket by Briley and then a couple free throws from Rachel, Clark Raines got one last shot at it. Talk about that last shot Kaylee Mundy missed. What was going through your mind when she let that one loose?
It was crazy being out there. Like, I was just really hoping it wasn't going in. I was watching the ball the whole time.
Well,
but I know they only had a couple of seconds, so.
Right.
And Rachel was guarding her pretty good.
Mm-hmm. She was, and unfortunately, Coach, that one kind of clanked off the back of the rim. And, you know, like I said, a lot of girls have contributed to wins like that, including this one sitting beside you. Really, all year long, Lauren's been one of them. Talk about her development and what she kind of brings to the table for this team.
You know, so far this season, she's kind of been an unsung hero. It's always nice to know that I can put her in the game and know exactly what you're going to get out of her. She's one of our best defenders. She's one of our best rebounders. And she's only scratched the surface. You know, whatever she's doing this year is just icing on the cake. I think she's got a bright, bright future. I think she's got a lot of things that she can do. And like I said, she's really just scratching the surface.
Well, Lauren, it has to feel good to contribute to this team, really in your first year seeing the floor at all. And I'm sure your teammates, the senior Kelsey Roten, the juniors, and others have kind of really encouraged you and brought you along.
Yeah, they really have. They've just really been pushing us in practice and everything.
And, you know, I think I saw another video interview you talked about maybe you're not the offensive player yet, but you like the hustle plays and bringing the intensity. Where does that come from?
I'm just really working on my confidence. I think with the years to come, I'll have more confidence and be more of an offensive player. But right now, I find my joy in defense and shutting down players.
Well, as a dad, it's a joy to watch. And, Coach, like you said, it's good to have a player you can count on coming off the bench. And she's not the only one. You've had several girls contribute. We saw Cherokee Upton come in and make a big three for you. You know, this is a pretty deep team.
It is. I kind of mentioned start of the year that we've definitely got lots of tools and lots of good players that we can pick from. And, you know, only five can be on the floor at a time. Not every game is best suited for every player, but we have something for every player. You know, that game, they was sitting back and playing that zone, and I thought Cherokee can make one, and she come in and knock the bottom out of it. And who knows the next game? It might be somebody different the next game.
Kind of depends on the flow, Lauren, I think. We've seen your friend and classmate Zoe Hayes come in and make a few shots. And, you know, it depends on what the night is and who you're against, and depends on who's on the floor, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
And what about tonight, Lauren? I know it's kind of a rivalry game. Jackson County, the record may not show it, but you've got Trousdale County's best shot. You got Monterey's best shot. Teams that haven't won a whole lot of games have been playing pretty well against you.
Yeah. We played Jackson County earlier in the season. They did pretty good, but here lately they've been playing way better, as Coach has been telling us and stuff. So we just can't underestimate them. You got out there and play your hardest.
And, Coach, they got another win last week against Monterey. It was kind of surprising to me, as well as Monterey played against us. But it's one of those teams that is kind of dangerous.
They are. Every team in our district is dangerous. You know, going back to our depth, I've made the comment several times to our girls that every team in our district has five pretty good players. You know, anybody can have five. I think that's what separates us from everybody else, though, is, you know, we've got more than five. We've got people we can throw in a varsity game and be fine with, and especially the practices. The intensity of our practices, the skill level we're going against in practice, I think that's what's going to separate us is how competitive our practices are.
And, Lauren, how do you get up for a game like this? I mean, you're coming off one of the best wins of the season, and now you got to go up against a team that you're supposed to beat.
We just got to carry it with us, and we got to get pumped up about these games. They ain't as big as Clark Range, but every win's a big win. So,
well, Coach, good luck tonight against the Blue Devils. And, Lauren, hope that wasn't too bad having to talk to your dad.
No, not really.
All right. Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker, brought to you by Echo Panels of Tennessee. Visit EchoPanelsOfTN.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioFriend services.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Dale Hollow One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, and it's time for Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, Daniel, when I went by Ollie's today, Tipsy said tonight's all about this lady dog team keeping it rolling tonight. I think you need to come out and dominate here. Don't you, Coach? Then roll into that Piggott County game next Tuesday night.
Talking to Daniel a minute ago, you know, after a really, really big win, you're always kind of leery the next game, afraid you might have a letdown. So I think that's the biggest thing we kind of got to be aware of tonight. Just come out and play hard, you know, like we did down there, and control the game, and everything should be all right.
This one sandwiched between, like Thomas said, got a big one coming with Piggott Tuesday night. So you've got the big win and maybe looking ahead to that one.
Well, then that one and Red Bulling after that. So we got two really big ones next week, and the Piggott's the really big one. If we can beat them, we can finish second. If we don't, I don't think we can. So,
right.
So that's the big game for Tuesday night.
Got to take care of business in this one first, folks. That's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. We'll go ahead and announce the Subway Girls starting lineup for Jackson County, head coached by Jim Brown in his 28th season. They're 3-17 this year. starting a senior number 5, Abigail Poston, a junior number 11, Erica Davidson, a junior number 22, Nikki Raglan, a freshman number 24, Jacqueline Agee, and a junior number 30, Lily Chaffin. For Clay County, their head coach Matt Walker in his fourth season, 81-43 overall record in his career. This season's record, 15-8. Starting, a freshman, number 23, Bradley Burchett, a sophomore, number 11, Eliza Jenkins, a junior, number 22, Marley Ashlock, a junior, number 20, Rachel Copas, and a junior, number 24, Katie Arms. The girls' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because at Subway, fresh is what we do. We are ready for action here in this District 6A girls matchup. Bay County, the home team, dressed in all white tonight, black numerals on those jerseys. Jackson County, the visiting squad, they're dressed in all blue jerseys tonight. They have white numerals on those. Jackson County going to be shooting at the hoop off to our right during the first half of play. Clay County, the hoop off to our left during the first half of play. Bradley Burchett steps into the circle with freshman Jacqueline Agee. And here's the jump. Burchett controls it. Eliza Jenkins comes up with the tip. She hands off to Rachel Copas. Hopefully Clay County can establish themselves quickly in this one as the superior team. Copas uses a Burchett screen, rolls to the right, dishes inside to Burchett. She power dribbles to the baseline, kicks it over to Jenkins at left wing. Now Arms, now out top to Copas. Copas lost the handle on the ball, but is able to safely pick it back up. Marley Ashlock now left wing, back out top to Katie Arms. Now Jenkins, a lot of weaving on top. They have found Burchett at right block open. Her shot no good. Rebounded by Chaffin. Chaffin going to hand off to her point guard, Abigail Poston, and Poston comes across. Coach Brown up yelling instructions on the Jackson County bench, wanting to take an early lead in this one.
So we got a foul call, Daniel. Happened quick.
Marley Ashlock picking up the foul. Jackson County the inbound. Poston running the point here. Hands off to Davidson, the junior. We saw her run it a lot down at Jackson County in what was our first broadcast of the season back in early January. And a five-second call, Coach Sim.
Yes. Yeah, good tight defense, sir. Calls him to turn it over.
Copas drawing that?
Yeah, I think so.
Copas with the ball for Clay County. They had that turnover off the five-second call. Trying to work inside the Burchett. Left block shot good.
That's better. She had a real good look the last time. Threw it all the way over the rim, but found us that time.
That was as open as she had been in a while. I guess
yeah.
She was surprised. Bradley been dealing with
a lot. They're trying to put two on her, but I don't know if they're good enough to guard her with two or not. Hopefully not.
Agee puts up a shot from right block. No good. Rebound Katie Arms quickly. The junior down to hurry and coast to coast goes Katie Arms. Misses on the layup, though. Rebounded by Jackson County's Poston. Poston going to walk it across the timeline. Clay County in front, 2-9. 6:20 left in this first quarter of play. Jackson County winners of only three games on the season. Two of those have come lately, though, when we see a Lady Blue Devil turnover as Davidson threw it out of bounds.
Yeah, kind of surprisingly, Jackson County dominated Monterey the other night, guys, after they were coming off a pretty good game against us, wasn't it, Coach?
Yeah, beat them 11, I think, 60-49.
Correct. Clay County with the basketball. Jenkins drives baseline, kicks it to Copas in the paint. Her left-handed layup good. Rachel on the board early in this one. Clay County up 4-9. Full court pressure here out of Coach Walker. Jackson County does cross the timeline, but Poston finds herself in a trap between Burchett and Arms. Burchett reaches in, gets her hand on the ball, and jump is called. Possession arrow in favor of the Lady Blue Devils. And I believe one official ended up calling a kick ball, maybe. It looks like they get this possession, and the arrow is still in their favor. No, they change it on the scoreboard now. Two-man trap up top.
Yeah,
Poston can't handle it.
Doing a little two-man, half-court trapping here. Kind of got them.
Coach Brown calling a timeout to save his guard. 5:37 left to play in the first. Clay County leads 4-9.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, Rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Jackson County inbounds the basketball. Ragland with it out top, hands off to Poston. Poston works to Davidson right wing. Davidson goes baseline, picks up the dribble, kicks it back to Poston out top, who's defended by Arms. Copas almost comes up with a steal. Davidson gets the ball, though, and she's going to be fouled by Burkett. Bradley just out of position. Thomas didn't even really mean to do anything wrong, did she?
No, basically, Davidson just kind of lost the ball going out of bounds, and Burkett
gets the whistle. Did they call that a shooting foul?
They have, Coach. Davidson line to shoot, too. I saw no motion.
I didn't either.
First free throw's away, no good for the junior, Erica Davidson. She'll have another opportunity here.
I always couldn't understand why that was a foul. Your defender standing there not moving. The girl comes through and bumps into her. It's a foul on the defense. So they've called it since the beginning of the time.
Jenkins comes up with the rebound as Davidson missed both of those free throws. Copas drives, left-handed layup, no good. She was fouled, though. We'll have to watch the official here. Davidson called for that personal foul. Her first of the contest. Rachel Copas at the line to shoot two. Rachel playing a big role in that Clark Range win, along with all the other Lady Dogs. Played really good down the stretch to help bring it home. She hits both of those free throws, and Clay County's up 6-0 over Jackson County. Still running that full court pressure, and Katie Arms comes up with a steal and a layup. 8-0 now the score. Press on again. Copas almost coming up with loose ball that time. Davidson able to maintain possession, though, and come across the timeline with it for Jackson County. Jackson County being held scoreless here, 8-0 the score. 4:40 and ticking here in this first quarter. Chaffin drives left block, kicked it out to Poston, knocked out of bounds by Arms.
You know, you talked about it, Clay Cannon coming out with that same intensity. We're seeing it here, Coach,
yeah,
defensively.
They're playing good early here.
Hopefully they open their eyes a little bit in that last contest and realize, hey, we're good, but we play hard.
Yeah.
Jackson County with it on the inbound. Ragland's jumper, no good from left elbow. Rebound, Bradley Burkett. Burkett going to come across the timeline with it herself, handling the ball in the open court. Finally gives it up to Copas. Copas at the top of the key. Fires a three from about 3 feet back, top of the key, no good. Rebounded by Davidson for Jackson County. Halfway through this first quarter, 4 minutes on the clock. Clay County in front, 8-9. Chaffin with it, working at left wing against Jenkins. Now Ashlock comes to help. Ragland left open, though, and she fires a three. Good. Clay County playing quickly. Arms in the front court. Shot left block, no good. Rebound Burchett. Putback, no good. Rebounded by Arms. Katie going to circle out behind the arc and reset. Letting them play physical, Coach.
Yeah, they better come on the back there. That
Chaffin reaching over Burchett. And
it's
Katie
actually over Marley.
Over Marley.
Yeah.
Katie Arms picks up a foul as Jackson County did reach over and come away with that basketball. Arms trying to take it back. This call for the personal. Three team fouls for Clay County here in this first quarter. One for Jackson County. Poston with it for the Lady Blue Devils. She walks it across the timeline. She's at the top of the key, defended by Katie Arms. Picks up the dribble, passes to Davidson. Davidson drives. 4 foot jumper in the lane, no good. Rebounded by Roten. They're actually going to call a jump ball as Roten and Chaffin had simultaneous possession. Now the arrow in favor of Clay County, and they'll take it over here. Jenkins is on the bench, and Kelsey Roten has checked in for her. Copas with it, top of the key, kicks to Ashlock, now back to Roten. Honor students were announced at Clay County High School today. Coach Sims and Kelsey Roten announced his salutatorian of this senior class.
Well, that's good. Congratulate her.
Roten has it. She kicks to Burchett down low. Burchett misses from left block, but she was fouled by Agee, who picks up her first personal. Bradley goes to the line to shoot two. One of our cheerleaders, Taylor Smith, daughter of Lauren Phillip Smith, was named the valedictorian
that's good.
Of the group. So nice to see these Clay County athletes also excel in the classroom.
That's right. All good kids.
Burchett hit the first free throw, hits the second. 10-3 now the score. 2:55 and ticking, first quarter. All Clay County early in this one. They've yet to put the Lady Blue Devils away, though. 10-3 the score. Raglan with it. Lost the handle on the ball. She's at baseline. Kicked it back out to Chaffin. Chaffin couldn't handle the pass. Ended up kicking it into the hands of Roden. Roden across the timeline for Clay County. Works to Copas. She drives into the paint. Jumper no good. Rebound Agee. Agee hands to Davidson. Davidson across the timeline. Great defense by Roden and Copas. They almost force a turnover. Right. See, Kelsey Roden just took it away from Chaffin. And here she comes down to her end, and she throws it away, and she's looking for Katie Arms.
She got a little excited there. She got close to the basket.
Rachel Copas now comes up with a steal. Clay County fierce on the defensive end tonight, and Marley Ashrock with the assist from Copas adds two. Clay County in front, 12-3. Jackson County struggling with the black and gold pressure. Ashlock now, actually going to be, yes, Ashlock called for the foul. Marley, got a little bit too much of the Lady Blue Devil that time as she reached 10 points. That is two personals on Marley, and she sets down. Checking back in is Eliza Jenkins on the floor for Clay County. Arms, Jenkins, Copas, Burchett, and Roten. Ball knocked out of bounds by Copas. Lady Blue Devils maintain possession. Chaffin inbound from in front of the Clay County bench. Works into Davidson. Davidson right wing. Crosses over. Drives to right block. Runner no good. Rebounded and put back no good by Katie Thompson. And I think that's actually Katie Thomas. I believe that was a mistake we had from last time, Thomas Weaver.
I don't know, Daniel. There's a Thomas on here, Riley Thomas.
Number 12?
Number 14 is what I have.
Okay, well, we'll just call that Thompson then.
We discussed that later on.
Coach Kevin Thomas, the boys coach at Jackson County, has a daughter that plays. We saw her playing, I think it's number 14 maybe. I'm not sure. We thought maybe it's 23, but we do see Chaffin at the line to shoot two. Misses the first. Minute 14 on this first quarter clock. Chaffin banks in the second one. 12-4 the score. Clay County in front by 8. Copas with the basketball. Works at the top of the key. Kicks over to Jenkins. Eliza now to Kelsey Roden. Roden to Copas. She fires a three-pointer. Right wing. No good. Rebounded by Izzy Hale, who's into action. First time we've seen Hale in a while. Under a minute to play in this one. Hale did end up losing that basketball. Posting with it for Jackson County. Works on her end at the top of the key. Well defended by Copas. Rachel cuts off the drive at right baseline. Poston circles back out up top. 40 seconds to ticket. Here Poston goes again. Her shot blocked by Hale. Rebounded by Jenkins. Jenkins quickly ahead to Arms. Arms with a layup. No good. Rebounded by Jackson County. Actually, it goes out of bounds off of Raglan. Clay County going to have a possession here. Things have got a little sloppy.
Well, that makes about four or five layups we've missed. You know, it's four, we're ahead 20-4 right now. We just make them.
12-4 the score.
Zoe, we're dominating the game, but it should be worse.
Hayes inbounds to Jenkins. Jenkins jumper good.
Nice shot.
14-4 the score, 20 seconds to play here in the first quarter. On the floor for Clay County, Arms, Hayes, Jenkins, Hale, and Roden. Davidson with the ball, right wing. Pass trying to work it to Thompson. Now low was knocked out of bounds. 12.9 seconds on the clock. Jackson County going to inbound from beneath their own goal. Chaffin going to take care of those responsibilities. Works it into Raglan. She hands off to Thompson. Thompson's 8-10-foot jumper. No good. Rebound Hayes. 7 seconds. Hayes quickly across the timeline. 4 seconds. She's going all the way to the hoop, folks. Shot well, up. No good. She falls to the floor, and the ball goes out of bounds with 1 second remaining. Jackson County with the possession. They'll have to play quick if they want a shot attempt. They don't even try it. End of the first quarter. Clay County in front by 10, 14-4.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Not a lot of points scored in that first quarter, 14-4. Thomas, an update there?
Well, basically, Rachel Kobus and Briley Burchett both had four apiece in that first quarter to lead Clay County. Nicky Ragland had three with one shot of Jackson County's four.
Lady Blue Devils with the ball to start off this second quarter. They work it in to Riley Thomas, who's in. And I believe that one, Kevin Thomas's daughter. Thomas with it out top, hands off to Davidson. Davidson under pressure from Hayes, who has stayed in on the floor. We see a new lineup for Clay County. We'll update that in a minute. Ragland with it, left wing, works over to Thomas. She's defended by Head. Head now putting pressure on Thomas. Kicks it over to Ragland at left wing. Inside now to number 24, Jacqueline Agee, who scored over Hale in the paint. Cherokee Upton with it. Right corner works inside to Hale. Hale at right block. Power dribble shot. No good. Rebounded by Chaffin, who was tied up by Weaver. And we see jump ball called. Clay County's ball. On the floor, coach, we've got Zoe Hayes, a sophomore. Cherokee Upton, a sophomore. Abby Head, a freshman. Lauren Weaver, a sophomore. And Izzy Hale, a freshman. Coach Walker trying to send a message to his starters, perhaps?
I don't know what he's doing.
Weaver with a shot in the paint, no good. They're going to call a foul on her as she was trying to regain her own rebound. She picks up her first personal. Five girls that we see for Clay County who've all played substantially this season,
yeah.
But I don't know that we've seen them this early as a mass substitution.
Maybe a few games, but, yeah, usually he'll work them in with a couple of starters.
Kind of the future here, of course, that's strange to say. We have one senior, Kelsey Rowe, and everybody else coming back, but a lot of young Lady Bulldogs here who do have bright futures in front of them. We've had a...
I don't know what's going on here. Maybe a 1-1.
1-1, yeah. Coach Bartlett down there at the scores table hit the horn, letting them know that foul on Weaver was going to send Ragland to the line to shoot the 1-1. 14-6 the score. We've got a ball game here in Salina in the second quarter. 7:04 on the clock as it's going to be a long quarter as Ragland misses that first free throw. Every time Clay County fouls, the Lady Devil's going to go to the line to shoot.
Whole quarter.
A turnover by Clay County. Upton trying to work inside the hill. That pass was stolen by Ragland. Ragland now with it at right wing. Kicks out to Thomas. Thomas top of the key, defended by Abby Head. Head, a talented freshman. Thomas gives off to Davidson. Davidson to Chaffin. Chaffin to Ragland. She wanted a three. Hayes there to stop that, though, and a foul's called against Zoe Hayes. Lady Dogs having a hard time getting a feel for the officials tonight. They've committed a couple fouls that...
little reaches. I mean, they're going to call them every time, right. You know. I mean, you can't do it.
Ragland misses the front end of that 1-1. Rebounded by Chaffin. Her put back good. Jackson County drawing within six here. Hayes across the line. Goes to Head. Head inside to Hale. Power dribble. Spins to the left. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Hale. Put back no good. Rebounded by Chaffin. Chaffin with it as Coach Walker has seen enough of this younger lineup. Goes back to his three juniors, freshmen, and sophomore starters. They come to the scores table to check in. Jackson County with the basketball. Ragland, left wing, works it over to Thomas. Thomas defended by Hayes. Hands back off to Ragland. Ragland inside now to Agee. She's in the paint, lost the handle on the ball, and it's going to be fouled by Head. We see Agee go to the line to shoot two. Clay County committing a lot of fouls here in this first half. I show 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, so I've missed two somewhere as the scoreboard shows 9. AG hits the first of her free throws. Starters back in for Clay County. Down sets Head, Jenkins, not Jenkins, Head, Upton, Hayes, and Hale, along with Weaver. Original five starters back on the floor for Coach Walker. A.G. fires, hits both of those free throws. 14-10 the score. Chapman. Copas with the basketball, right wing. Picks up the dribble, works to Jenkins. Jenkins to Ashlock. Ashlock back to Copas. What type of defense is Coach Gilbert running?
They're playing man. They're getting a double on Bradley, though, about every time.
Jenkins running jumper, left lane, left up the lane, no good. Rebounded by Copas. Copas tries to work back over to Jenkins, and she throws it out of bounds. They're going to say this is a Lady Blue Devil basketball, and clearly I was too far away to see.
Probably. Well, evidently I was too. I thought it's her ball.
Chaffin inbound, still full court pressure for Coach Walker with his starting five. Thomas with it, works across the timeline, beats the pressure, hands off to Ragland. Ragland down low to A.G. A.G. working against Burchett. She misses that shot. Rebounded by Copas. Copas across the timeline. Left wing. Circles around to the top of the key. Backs it back out. Lets her offense get set up. Burchett now. Give and go to Katie Arms. Missed the shot from left block, but she was fouled by Thomas. So we see Riley Thomas pick up her first personal, and that's the third team foul for Jackson County. Arms at the line to shoot two. First one away, no good. And it's just one of those nights. Katie Arms, usually a guarantee from the free throw line, misses that one.
You know, Jackson County scored the only 6 points of this quarter, guys. To pull within four here as Arms makes the second.
15-10 now the score after Arms gets the first Lady Bulldog points of the quarter, and we're 3 minutes in, 5 minute mark of it. Jackson County with the basketball. Ragland with it, right wing, hands off to Riley Thomas. Thomas running the point, defending by Arms, back to Ragland now. Now in the hands of Chaffin, she's working against Jenkins, drives the left block, jumper good. Left-handed shot, good by the junior Lady Blue Devil. 4.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. 15-12 the score. We've got a one-possession ball game. State County on offense now. Burgett, right block. Shot no good. Fouled by Thompson. Bradley goes to the line to shoot two.
Now they're basically playing Bradley man up in the middle. They are helping down once she catches
right.
It, Coach. But, you know, one-on-one when you're back to the rim, Burgett can dominate down there.
She hits that free throw. Second one's away. No good. Rebounded, though, by Katie Arms. Clay County coming up with a stolen possession here. Copas now, top of the key. Drives right side of the lane. Kicks out to Burchett. Burchett picks up the dribble at right elbow. Kicks it back out to Copas. Copas drives right baseline. Now circles back into the paint. Dishes off to Jenkins. Now Arms. They're weaving out top. Katie drives right side of the lane.
Good.
Runner was good, and she was fouled. She'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. Katie Thompson picks up her second personal. Coach Brown doing some substituting. Thomas and Thompson comes to down. A.G. and Poston check back in. Arms does hit that one. Completes the end one, 19-12 the score. Pressure in the backcourt by Clay County. Lady Blue Devils beat it, though. Chapman with it at left wing. Works against Copas. She's at left elbow now. Decides to back out. Poston, right wing three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Eliza Jenkins. Slow scoring night, Coach Sim.
It is. We kind of picked it up a little since these girls' stars got back in.
Two more for Rachel Copas on the layup from right block.
Definitely about scoring 7-2 or 7-0-1.
21-12 now the score. 3:25 and ticking in this second quarter. Clay County with a 9-point lead. Davidson with it out top for Jackson County. Dishes across in the paint to A.G. A.G. outside to Raglan, who can't hang on. And we're going to have a third personal foul called here against Marley Ashok. Marley just bewildered about the call. Pleading her case to the official, but not to be overturned, though. And a full timeout taken by head coach Jim Brown. He wants to make sure this one stays within his grasp. 3:13 remains in the second quarter. Clay County in front, 21-12. Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operations.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back to action here. 3:13 left in the second quarter. Raglan in the line to shoot two. First one's away, no good. On the floor for Clay County, we see Weaver, Arms, Burchett, Jenkins, and Copas. Raglan hits the second. 21-13 the score. 8-point lead for Coach Walker's squad. Copas with it. Comes across the timeline. Gives it up to Jenkins. Jenkins to Weaver. Left corner. Now out to Arms at the wing. Back up to Copas. Copas drives to her right. Picks up the dribble. Loops it. Lofts it inside to Burchett. Burchett back outside to Weaver. Her three-pointer no good off the back of the iron. And it's going to be Lady Blue Devil Mall as it went out of bounds off the hands of, I believe, Rachel Copas. Jackson County inbound, still working against full court pressure. They've done a pretty good job beating it most of the night. It's here, as I say that, a steal. Weaver comes up with it. Shot from left block, no good, but she double dribbled. Didn't get a clean escape out of the steal and ended up committing that infraction. Lady Blue Devils inbound. Weaver gets a hand on it again. Tips it to Jenkins. Jenkins in the paint. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Copas. Her putback, no good. Rolled around, fell out. This time rebounded by Chaffin. And Chaffin's got numbers as she comes across the line. Lost the handle on the ball, though. Had to pick it up. A trap by Weaver and Copas. And Chaffin decided just to give it up and fell out of bounds with it.
She kind of lost her foot in there, tight roping the sideline, Daniel. And back-to-back turnovers.
We're causing a lot of trouble with this press. I mean, we've turned it over five or six times. We've missed, I don't know, five or six layups against it.
Clay County with the possession here after Chaffin turns it over. Weaver out top, goes to Copas. Copas inside to Burchett. Two more points for the freshman. Riley from right block. 2 minutes left to play here in the second quarter. 10-point lead for the Lady Dogs, 23-11. Jackson County finally gets across the timeline. Raglan with it. Drives inside. 8-foot jumper. Good. Jackson County refusing to go away. Back to 8 now. 23-15 the score. Copas with it quickly. She's at right elbow. Now penetrates deeper in the paint. Jumper no good. Rebounded by Copas. And we've got a jump ball call as three Lady Devils were there trying to get it from Copas. Copas refused to let it go. Possession arrow in favor of Jackson County. Roden's going to check in for Jenkins. Minute 39 to play here in the second. 8-point game, 23-15, as Jackson County checks it in. Full court pressure still on by the Lady Bulldogs. It's beaten, posted with it across the timeline. She gets all the way to the hoop. Jumper from right block, no good. Rebound Burchett, and a foul going to be called against Davidson for Jackson County. That's Erica Davidson's second personal. Steal, not in the bonus. R. Clay County, that's 16 fouls against Jackson. Black and gold basketball. Copas with it, top of the key. Kicks to Roten, Roten to Weaver, Weaver to Copas. Right wing with it. Now back out top to Katie Arms. She fires her first three-pointer of the night. No good, rebounded by Davidson. Jackson County with an opportunity here to try to cut into the lead as we see more good pressure in the backcourt. And a foul's going to be called on either Roten or Weaver. Actually, a timeout taken. I thought the whistle was for a foul. 30-second timeout taken by Jackson County. Minute 6 left in the second quarter. 23-15, Clay County in front.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back live, 1 minute to play here in the second quarter. Chapman with the basketball for Jackson County. She's at left wing, kicks it out top to Poston, who's defended by Roten. Poston with it, 50 seconds now to play. She dishes off to Davidson, Davidson to Chapman at the high post. She goes left block. Shot was good. 6-point ball game, 23-17 the score. Kopis with it for Clay County, drives all the way inside the low post, left block, left-handed layup good. Clay County back in front now by 8, 25-17. 25 seconds to play in the second quarter. Clay County drops back on the press this time, allows Jackson County to bring it across the timeline. Chapman working against Weaver. 15 seconds to play. Kopis now pressuring. Weaver there too. Handing off is the ball from Chapman to Davidson. 10 seconds to play in this first half. Davidson with it. Right block. Shot up. No good. 3 seconds on the clock. Weaver with the rebound. Time's going to expire here, and the first half ends. 25-17 the score. It's a close one. These District 6A battles have a way of being that way. 25-17 as we see it. Clay County in front by 8 at the half.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Jackson County 25-17 at intermission. Clay County jumped out to a 14-4 lead at the end of the first quarter. Actually scored the first 8 points of this ballgame unanswered to take an 8-0 lead midway through that period. But Jackson County scored the first 6 of the second period and went on to cut the ball game to a 3-point lead, 15-12, with 4:30 left in that second quarter. But Clay County rallied to lead 25-17 after Jackson County outscored them 13-11 in the second quarter. For Jackson County, Nikki Ragland has 6, Jacqueline Agee has 4, and then Lily Chaffin is leading the way with 7 points. For Clay County, Rachel Kopas has scored 8, Riley Burchett 7, Katie Arms 6, Marley Ashlock and Eliza Jenkins both have 2. Again, Clay County leads 25-17 here in Salina at halftime.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation. Welcome back here to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Usually we work in the budget pest control girls 6A update pregame, but we ran out of time, so we'll go ahead and do that right now. This past Tuesday's district games, Clay County beat Clark Crane 40-37. Pickett County beat Gordonsville 67-30. Redbourn Springs beat Trousdale 64-41. And Jackson County beat Monterey 60-49. Tonight's action, 22-3 Clark Range is hosting 5-19 Monterey. 21-2 Pickett County hosting 18-8 Redbourn Springs. Could be a good one there, Coach.
Sure. Yeah, could be a real game.
15-8 Clay County here at halftime leading 3-17 Jackson County 25-17. And 5-18 Trousdale hosting 10-13 Gordonsville. Current District 6A standings on the girls' side. Clark Range still out front with their 10-1 district record. Pickett County and Clay County both tied with 9-2 district records. That's going to set up a big showdown here Tuesday night in Salina. Assuming that Clay County wins this one and Pickett beats Red Bullen, they'll be settling the regular season second place pretty much here Tuesday night. Fourth place in the district currently, Red Bullen Springs, 7-4 district record. Gordonsville, fifth place, 4-7. Jackson County in sixth place with their 2-8 district record. Seventh place, Trousdale County, 2-9. And eighth place, Monterey, 0-10. The girls' 6A update has been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Ants in your pants or bugs in your bed? Call Budget Pest Control and they'll all be dead. Coach Sims, during the Battle Bulldog history portion of our Carquest pregame show, we talked about Tricia Fox Strong, called her one of your first superstars that you had, and I know you and her kind of came in my mind, are responsible. It's kind of a duo there of establishing this Clay County Girls program. We were struggling before you guys came on the scene, and you took over her sophomore year, and it's been pretty strong ever since y'all got together and started coaching and playing ball.
Yeah, it was, like I said, in my first year, we only won 3 games, but they'd only won 2 the year before, and girls didn't know how to win. It took us a year or two to try to figure out how to do that, but Tricia was, I could tell from the start, she's about 6 foot tall, and she could handle the ball, and she could play post, there's a lot of times she'd have to try to get the ball down the floor against the press and then give it off to a guard, then go post up, but yeah, it's like you said, she was the first really good player I had, and her senior year, she was really dominant. She averaged just right at 20 points a game, and we were able to make it to the sub-state that year, which was the first time in school history. That was a really big deal for us at that time. And
played Joe Burns, is that right?
Yeah, Joe Burns. They had they're not known for their girls' basketball, but that one year, they had a big girl about 6'3 or 4 inside, and some more girls 5'10, 5'9, and best I remember, she might have gotten a little foul trouble the first half. I think we ended up losing by about 15 or something. But, it'd been nice to have won that. But, we were tickled just to make it that far, really, that first
sure.
year. Then we'd make the next year, which Tricia was gone, but we continued to go to the sub-state and finally the state. But, yeah, she carried us for about 3 years there, just a really, really good player, really good kid. I still think the world of her,
Her senior year, scoring 662 points, that was only surpassed finally last year by Kenzie Arms, the only girl who scored more in a single season than Fox had. As we see Marley Ashcock open this thing up hot in the third quarter. First shot of the quarter, a three-pointer by Ashcock, and she knocks it down. They have flipped into the floor. Jackson County now with the ball going to be shooting at the hoop to our left. During the third and fourth quarters, Clay County the hoop to our right. 28-17 the score. 11-point lead for Clay County. Defensive pressure creating another turnover as Chaffin lost it out of bounds. Eliza Jenkins there making her make that mistake. On the floor for Clay County here in the third quarter are the original 5 starters. Copas, Jenkins, Arms, Ashlock, and Burchett. Coach Walker up, giving instruction, wanting to have a better start to this half than his girls did there in the first half. Jenkins drives left side of the lane, goes to Ashlock, Ashlock to Copas, now back to Jenkins left box. He goes baseline, kicks it all the way back out top to Katie Arms. Copas now finds Ashlock wide open, right block, shot good. Margie Ashlock putting together a pretty good night here. She's nearing double digits. 6:45 and ticking, third quarter, 30-17, 13-point lead now, another turnover. Burchett comes up with a stolen pass from Jackson County. Works ahead to Katie Arms. Arms, right block, splits two defenders, layup no good, rebounded by Burchett. Burchett actually lost the handle. Davidson gets it away from her, works at the post, and Poston crosses the timeline. 6:25 and ticking, third quarter action. Clay County 30, Jackson County 17. Coach Brown's team has improved, Coach Sims, I believe, since we saw him a month ago.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I was positive before the game. He said, yeah, we've got better. Of course, like you said, they've won a couple of games lately. That always helps your confidence some, but I guess they're just, working hard, and some of these younger girls are kind of growing up a little.
Posted the line to shoot. That's actually Raglan, not Postland. She missed the first. Thomas, who committed the foul for Clay County? Did you see?
Can't answer that, Daniel. Looked like maybe Ashlock,
Marley,
she comes out quickly.
That's her fourth, yeah. Four fouls. We may not see her for a while. As Raglan misses that second free throw, she hit it.
Missed them both, then.
Missed them both. Lauren Weaver adding 2 points from right block. I'll try to do a better job with the action here. 6 minutes and ticking, third quarter. Clay County in front, 32-17. Full court pressure being applied. It's just full court man. Now it looks like it's post and comes across the timeline, defended by Copas. Works over to Davidson, right wing. Katie Arms defending her. Raglan now, high post at left corner. Jenkins comes up with a steal. Jenkins under pressure, has to slow down the dribble, get away from the Lady Blue Devil defenders. Goes to Weaver, right block, attacks the rim. Shot was no good. Rebound Burchett, put back good.
Double it up now, 34-17.
Clay County with a slow first half. Jumped out to a 10-15 point lead. Then the Lady Devils cut back into it. Drew within four before Clay County drew out again to around 10 there at the half. 34-17 currently the score. 5 minutes to play in this third quarter. Davidson, right wing, drives inside, kicks it out to Poston, who's in the right corner. She comes into the paint. Her jumper a little bit short off the front of the rim. Rebound, Katie Arms. Arms going to be fouled by Poston.
Clay County started this second half on a 9-0 run, guys. They've scored the only points of the third quarter. And like you said, Coach, you got the Lady Blue Devils doubled up.
Copas with it. On the inbound after that Poston foul. Directs her teammates, gets everybody set, hands off to Katie Arms, Arms to Jenkins. She fires a long two-pointer, no good. Rebound, A.G. A.G. with it now. Hands off to Davidson, who comes across the timeline. Chapin, Raglan, inside to A.G. That pass stolen, though, by Burchett. Briley has about five steals tonight on Jackson County passes. She works across to Copas. Copas at left wing. Taking her time, wants to drive, decides to shoot a three-pointer instead. That one no good, a little too strong off the back of the iron, rebounded by A.G. And after Thomas talked about that 9-0 run to start things, Clay County's got a little cold. Halfway through this third quarter, 34-17 the score, Clay County in front. Poston with it, left corner for Jackson County. She dribbles out top, and a foul called against Katie Arms. Arms picks up what I show to be her second personal. And Cherokee Upton checks in for Eliza Jenkins. So the lineup currently on the floor for Coach Walker. Copas, Arms, Upton, Weaver, and Burchett. As we've talked about several times, Clay County with only one senior. This girls' team's going to do nothing but improve through the rest of this year and into next season. Poston with it, left wing, hands off to Davidson, and she's fouled by Copas. A lot of fouls by the Lady Dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, they've called all those reaches tonight, that's for sure.
First personal for Copas. Weaver denying the inbound pass by Raglan. She does finally work it into Thomas, who's closely defended by Katie Arms, trying to draw a five-second call. His Arms, she's all over, and there it is. No, a foul call. Katie Arms picking up what's her third personal. Veteran official Keith Dyer, no doubt he got that one right. I thought Arms was just there cleanly.
Well, she buffed her just a little, you know.
Jackson County works it in. Poston with it out top. Works to Chapin. Upton steals it from Chapin. Chapin steals it back from Upton. Chapin works across to Thomas for the Lady Blue Devils. Not the cleanest of contests for Clay County tonight. They still have that 17-point lead, though. This one is not necessarily felt nerve-wracking for Clay County, but yet they've never really truly put it away either.
No.
Hayes in now providing defense against Thomas. Thomas hands off to Chapin. Chapin defended by Weaver. Chapin gives it up to Davidson, who travels. So on the floor for the Black and Gold, Cherokee Upton, Riley Burgett, Zoe Hayes, Rachel Copas, and Lauren Weaver. Three sophomores, a freshman, and a junior. Marty Ashlock on the bench with four fouls. Katie Arms with three. 2:45 mark of this third quarter, and there's been no points scored for either squad in the last 3.5 minutes of game time. Copas ends that drought, though, with a long two-pointer. She marks right down. No hesitation shot.
They still have scored fast.
No, they've not. Here we are. 5.5 minutes into it, 2.5 minute mark, and Jackson County been held scoreless here in the third quarter. Chapman with it. Go ahead, Thomas.
Copa's the first player into double figures, guys. She got three. One of her better games in the last few.
It is. We've seen Rachel doing a lot of things right, just not necessarily scoring as much. So nice to see her as the offensive leader at this point. And that's the thing we talk about. You've got Burchett. She can go 20 or higher on any given night. Katie Arms has shown she can do that. Rachel Copas adds two more. She's got 12 now, or is it 13? She's got 12 now, Coach. She can get up to that 20-point mark if she needs to.
She was scoring first of the year, you know, pretty consistent, but somebody she hit a little spell there since Christmas that she's had a hard time getting it in the hole, but tonight she's been pretty good.
Two more points added for Jackson County. It was Thompson that time. 38-19 now the score. As Riley Burchett adds two more at the Clay County end off a nice pass from a teammate. 40-19 the score.
Rachel hit two or three big shots in the fourth quarter against Clark Range the other night, though.
She did. That's the thing about her. She's an experienced player.
Yes, she is.
Started since she was a freshman. Played in two sub-state games now already under her belt. And she may be a junior, but a very wise junior. As Burchett adds two more. Bradley Burchett with the last 4 points for Clay County. 42-19 now. This has been a big quarter for Clay County. They've outscored Jackson County whatever to two at this point. Almost 20-2. Poston with it out top. 50 seconds to play. Defended by Upton. Running jumper, no good. Rebounded by Hayes. Hayes going to bring it across the timeline. Works ahead to Burchett. Burchett at left elbow now at the left block. Good.
Just blowing by everybody now.
Burchett now got to be in the double figures on this contest as we've got 35 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. I'm sure as the fourth quarter starts, Thomas will give us a score update. Warren Weaver gets in front of a pass, knocks it out of bounds. Jackson County still with possession.
Burchett sits down. She got 8 in the quarter, 15 in the game, Daniel, to lead all scores.
On the floor to finish this third quarter of action for Clay County is Hayes, Upton, Weaver, Hannah Raines, who checks in for the first time, and Abby Hayen. Davidson with it, left wing for Jackson County, works to post and out top. She wants to drive right side of the lane, shoots from right block, no good, rebounded by Agee. Her putback good, and they're going to call a foul against Lauren Weaver, unless I'm mistaken. Yes, it is Weaver that picks it up, so Agee goes to the line to try to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Is Weaver now has what they're showing to be two personals in this contest. AG makes good on the three-point play. Weaver inbounds. Hayes with it. 14 seconds left in this third quarter. Zoe crosses the timeline. She's defended by Poston. Under 10 seconds to play now. Make it 5 as she uses a range screen, and they're going to call a illegal moving screen against Hannah Range. And Jackson County going to have the final possession of this third quarter, 4.9 seconds on the clock, as they're going to inbound it. Ragland works it into Davidson. Davidson defended by Head, 2 seconds on the clock. She's all the way down inside, and a shot good by Agee, who got the nice assist from Davidson. Agee from the right block scores right before the buzzer sounded to make it 44-24 here at the end of the third.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. 8 minutes left to settle this District 6A girls contest. Not a lot of regular season games left. The Lady Dogs will face Pickett County this Tuesday. Travel over to, and that one's going to be in Salina. travel over to Red Bull and Springs a week from tonight, and then they have a week off before they finish the regular season here at home against Van Buren County, which will be senior night.
Have a Tuesday off, not a whole week.
Right,
just
right.
One playing night.
And I'm sure that was built in as a makeup game in case a district game got canceled, maybe.
Okay, I was guessing the schedule just happened to work out that way, you know.
Scheduling sometimes, I know you did it for 24 years, Coach. A lot of people see it and don't understand it sometimes.
Yeah, a lot of people think, you can just play whenever you want to play. Well, no, you got to play when the other teams can play, too.
Right.
It's hard to work it out sometimes.
Kelsey Roden hits a three-pointer to open up the scoring for the Lady Dogs in the fourth quarter.
But it's a little easier now because they go with a predetermined district schedule. They've got all the nights, and they just plug in teams, so you don't have to worry about that anymore. You just have to fill in all your non-district games, so that makes it some easier than it used to be. Because I know for years we had to open up with Clark Range, first game of the year.
Phew. Hard thing about basketball, too, I know a lot of programs, you might find a girls' team that's willing to play, but maybe their boys' team
right.
don't want to play.
So, Mike, I could always get it down to maybe one or two games, and then it'd be hard to find somebody to fill in last couple spots. That's why you end up with people like Academy for Academic Excellence and, you know, some of those that we used to beat like 100 to 20. But
Clay County with the basketball. 7 minutes left to play in this fourth quarter. Lauren Weaver with it. Left wing. Works inside to Izzy Hale. Spins in the paint. Shot up. No good. It was a good-looking attempt. Just did not roll her way, though. It circled the rim and came out. Rebounded by number 33 for Jackson County. And that is Riley Anderson. As a jump ball's caught. Possession arrow in favor of Jackson County. 47-25 the score. Coach Brown's starting to play a lot of different girls in this one. On the 4-4 Clay County, we see Zoe Hayes, Abby Head, Izzy Hale, Kelsey Roden, and Lauren Weaver. Coach Walker's played about 11 girls in this contest thus far. 6.5 minutes to play. Clay County in front by 22. Biggest lead of the night, I assume. I've not done the math every time. And we see Hayes just rip it out of the hands of Thomas. Here's Zoe comes to the Clay County end where she'll be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. District tournament looming pretty close in the future for Clay County.
What night does it start? Does it start on Monday or does it start on Saturday?
I couldn't answer that.
I don't even know.
I hadn't got hardly close enough to investigate. Hayes hits the first one there. Currently, Pickett County and Clay County in a tie. You've got to assume, you don't. I started to say you have to assume Pickett County's going to beat Red Bull tonight, but that's not a safe assumption. It's at Pickett, so that's in their favor.
They beat them pretty bad at Red Bull, but, you know, Red Bull, what I hear, should have beat Clark Range, Jack Clark Range, and then Clark Range goes to Red Bull and beats them about 40, so
yeah.
You never know.
You don't, just much like this game for a lot of it. It was close, and
we thought
it'd be a blowout. So Tuesday night is going to be huge.
Tuesday night basically is for second place.
Right.
You know.
If Clay County is able to secure second place, the Lady Dogs will be automatically placed in the district semifinals, and they'll be on the side of the bracket with the 6 and 7 seed along with the 3 seed. So you've got to think that Pickett County would be sitting there in that same bracket. However, they wouldn't have to meet Pickett until the district semifinals,
right.
Which is not an elimination
right.
round. So second place would be
go
huge.
On to the region, yeah.
If Clay County were to finish third, they would be playing the winner of the 5 and 6 game. Right now, 5 and 6 are Gordonsville and this Jackson County Lady Devil squad. Clay County with the basketball. A timeout was taken here. We just stayed with you and explained the tournament scenarios there for a moment. Izzy Hale missing the shot from left block, rebounded by the Lady Devils. Zoe Hayes trying to stiff it back, and she does so, and a foul's going to be called against Jackson County's number 4. I do not have her number. That may be, no, that's not Emma Chapman. Thomas, I've not seen the younger Chapman play tonight. She played a lot at Gainsborough earlier in January.
Well, I talked to little Robert Chapman, her father, and Poplar Grove Body Shop owner. And he said she's a little under the weather, staying home tonight. Hopefully doesn't have the flu.
A freshman, I believe, going to be a good young player for Coach Brown. Clay County with the ball. Zoe Hayes going to inbound it after it was knocked out of bounds by Jackson County. Hannah Raines puts it up from right block. No good. Rebounded by Jackson County's Emma Steph. Steph hands it off to a teammate. She comes across the timeline, works it over to Thomas. Thomas is defended by Kelsey Roten. On the floor for the Lady Dogs, Abby Head, Kelsey Roten, Zoe Hayes, Hannah Raines, and Izzy Hale. Jumper taken from the left baseline by Thomas. No good. Rebounded by Head. Abby going to come across the timeline herself, looking to go coast to coast. Ends up dishing off to Roten. Roten fires a three. Missed that one. Rebounded by Raines. Her putback tied up with Thompson. And they're going to call a walk on Thompson. And Clay County maintains possession. I didn't see that Thompson ever had possession of the basketball to have that travel called on her. Clay County going to inbound, 5:15 remaining in this fourth quarter, 48-25 the score. Head fires a three-pointer on the inbound play, a little too strong, rebounded by Raines. Her putback no good, rebounded this time by Jackson County's Rachel Harris. Harris dishes off to Anderson, Anderson across the timeline, back to Harris. Now over to Carly Bean at the right wing. Bean works back to Thomas, now to Anderson. Just a lot of perimeter passing. Is a three-pointer taken and hit by Rachel Harris. She knocks it down from the top of the key. 4:45 and ticking in this fourth quarter. Hannah Raines with it. Left block, shot up, no good. Good-looking attempts by Hale and Raines. They're just not falling. Raines does get her own rebound, though, and a foul's going to be called on Jackson County's number 33, Riley Anderson.
You know, that's a couple offensive rebounds and, you know, a couple nice plays by Raines already tonight. She just can't get it to go in the hole, guys.
A junior, Hannah, has not seen a ton of action this year, but if we got in trouble on the post, she can go down there and battle with the best of them. Mm-hmm. We've just not played a lot of teams that has that true post player, so to speak, that stays set up down there. Really, nobody in the district got that.
That's the biggest thing between now and 20 years ago. Everybody had good-sized post players and had two of them. You know, you played two of them. You didn't play one. Today, it's pretty much a guard game. You know, if you're lucky enough to have a big girl, that's...
You do get these kind of hybrid post players like Riley Burch and like Kenzie Arms was. A skill set that allows them to play elsewhere.
Yeah. Well, most of my better post players, you know, they were kind of big guards that had to play inside because it's the biggest we had, you know.
Right. We see Hale come down and miss another one, another good look for her.
I was thinking about Clark Green, you know, golly, of the 30-something years I've been around, they'll have a six-footer or better most years.
Right.
You know, some years, two or three of them.
Yeah, I remember one a few years ago was Abby Head knocks down one from left wing. Yeah, you just don't see girls in the district like Jackson County's Hensley we've won the state championship and stuff like that.
I've had a few big ones, but not nothing like Clark Range and Jackson County, some of them.
3:35 and ticking left in this contest, 51-28. One of the, of course, it's been a few years as Jackson County scores two more points. A timeout is taken by head coach Matt Walker. We'll go ahead and go to break here on the Horizon Sports Network. 3.5 minutes to play. Clay County in front by 21.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Jackson County 51-28. Reserves are finishing out the last 3 minutes and 28 seconds of this ball game. Daniel, Briley Burchett led Clay County with 15 points, and Rachel Kovas had a cool dozen.
3:20 and ticking. Abby Head in the paint, shot up, no good, too strong off the glass. Hannah Raines pulled the rebound, and a foul's called against Raines. 51-30 the score. Clay County in front by 21. When the teams met earlier back on January the 7th in Gainesboro, Clay County won that one 65-43. So a similar looking score tonight, 51-30 currently. Free throw taken and hit by Rachel Harris of Jackson County. They are in the bonus, each team is. That was a 1-1. She does earn the right to shoot the second. Kennedy May has checked into the contest for Clay County, so I believe that accounts for every girl on Coach Walker's bench that has come into that.
I also see Dory McLean make an appearance here, Daniel.
Yes, the junior also in. And a long three-pointer hit by Jackson County's Anderson.
No, her.
Riley Anderson. Oh, hang on. That was Clay County. Who hit that, Coach?
I don't even know.
Cherokee
Upton. I saw 33, and that's why I went to Anderson.
Who hit it? Cherokee?
Yeah. She's usually good
for
at least one a game.
She's a good shooter.
Had a big three-pointer in the Clark Range game.
Big
second quarter action.
No, fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter, okay.
Yeah, it was in that spell there when we made our comeback. He put her out there, and she drained one.
Played, I would say, less than 2 minutes, but capitalized.
Yeah.
Very similar to how Coach Edwards used to use Peyton Smith when he was a little younger. He'd put him in just for a few moments, and he'd knock down a timely three-pointer. Free throw good down at the Jackson County end. 54-33 now the score. Both free throws good, actually. 21 points the difference. And a foul on the floor. It's Abby Head was tripped by Jackson County's number 12. Accidental play. Head did hit the floor pretty hard, and she'll be going to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1, unless they said it was a shooting foul. First one's away. It is good. Head getting ready to release the second. Misses it off the front of the rim. Rebounded. Knocked out of bounds, actually, by Hannah Raines. Jackson County going to take possession. Clay County going to get to 16-8 on the season, and we talk about those eight losses, Coach. I know two of them were to Macon County, one of them to Clark Range, one of them to Pickett County. All three of those squads, highly respectable. Lost one during tournament action to a Kentucky squad that I think finished state runner-up, perhaps.
Yep.
So those
top 10, Cloudland.
Yeah, Cloudland, that's right. So the eight losses Clay County has.
And then York.
They hadn't got really any bad, what I would consider bad losses. You know, York beat them that first game of the year by 6 or 8. York's got a pretty good team.
And I'm sure Clay County probably firing on more cylinders now than they were to open up the season.
Yeah, I think so. The Cloudland team, they've got a really good record, but they didn't really impress me that much. I saw that game up there that day. They're really little. We played average, you know. We'd have played a little better. We'd have won that game. We led most of it. I don't know if they'll ever make the state tournament or not. They say North Green's probably the best team up in East Tennessee, and after that, I don't know. They probably got as good or better record than North Green, but I don't much think they'll make it to Murfreesboro. But I could be wrong.
Cherokee up to the line to shoot two, and she was fouled. Actually, it's the front end of a 1-1. It was not a shooting foul. She misses that. Rebounded, though, by Hannah Raines. Upton with it. Left wing. Three-pointer. Good. That's two triples for Upton in the contest. 58-34, the score. Minute 50 and ticking here in this fourth quarter. That's always been the big issue around here. Coach Sims, I know that we've had a lot of squads that were quality teams, whether it was us or somebody else, one of our district foes, who did not make it out of region play because we eliminated each other.
Yeah.
Sometimes you go on to sub-state and play a weaker team than you had to play in the district tournament.
That's right. And there's been a lot of years our top three or four, you know, would beat most teams anywhere in the state.
Kennedy May misfires on a three-pointer. Rebounded and put back by Cherokee Upton. And Upton's got 8 points here in this fourth quarter. 60-34 the score. 1 minute left to play in this girls' contest. As we mentioned several times, Tuesday night here in Salina, the Pickett County Lady Bobcats and the Clay County Lady Bulldogs going to be playing for what we assume will be second place, unless Red Bull and Fools Round and beats Pickett County tonight. And It still could be for second. If Pickett County won that one, then it would be back to a tie, and we'd have to go to record against highest-ranked opponent, and we'd actually beat them there because we beat Clark Range, and they have not.
Right.
Jackson County with the basketball. Three-pointer taken by them. No good. Rebounded by Kennedy May. 35 seconds left to settle this one, and it's pretty much been settled for a while. Clay County going to be winners of it. They are up by 26 points, 60 to 34. It's Cherokee up, and that's two more. She's got a double-digit 10-point fourth quarter underway.
Took this game over.
Yeah. 20 seconds to play in this one. Jackson County with the basketball. They've got it in right corner. Come back out top with it. Now left wing. They're just looking to kind of run this time off, maybe take a last-minute desperation shot to finish it. 5 seconds to play. And the buzzer sounds. This girls' contest over. Clay County 62, Jackson County 34. Clay County gets to 16-8 on the season, 10-2 in the district. Stay with us for the Cumberland Exteriors girls' wrap-up on our post-game show.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County defeated Jackson County 62-34 here tonight. We're here to do the Cumberland Exteriors Lady Dog wrap-up. And Clay County jumped out to a 14-4 lead at the end of one, Coach. And then Jackson County showed a little life and narrowed it to single digits at the half, but it's all about that third quarter. We outscored them 19-8 in the third quarter, did it with a 13-0 run to start the second half.
Well, I thought we played really good at the start of both halves. You know, we jumped up 8 or 10 to points pretty quick there. I thought our press was working good. We was getting some steals, and we'd missed some layups. We really should have had a bigger lead than we did. And then the third quarter, you know, we just kind of came out, like you said, just scored the first 13 or something of the half and just kind of put the game away. I thought we played pretty solid, you know, not as good as we have sometimes, probably, but a good solid game. And like you said, this is a game that we kind of were worried about over the big win the other night. You don't want to overlook anybody, and then we got two big games coming up next week. So nice to get a 28-point win in a game that you had to have.
And, Coach, to me, we talked about them keeping their intensity to roll into Tuesday night. We saw that.
I thought every player on the floor was playing hard. You know, the first quarter, I thought Rudy come out playing hard, and, you know, that led to a lot of steals, and couldn't ask for any better than intensity-wise.
And for Clay County, Bradley Burchie, she was singled up some down there. She had 8 of her 15 in that third quarter run. She was a big key.
When I saw out of her, she's getting the ball kind of high post, just beating them off the dribble. You know, she did that 3 or 4 times. So the first half, we'd kind of go to her, but by the time the ball would get there, there'd be about 3 girls on her. You know, she didn't have much chance to do anything as far as posting up, but she just started beating them off the dribble. You know, that worked out really well.
And then Rachel Kopas had another solid night. Scored most of hers early, but she had 12 in this contest.
Good
to see her getting back.
It is. You know, we got to have her and Riley both scoring good, and hopefully Rachel can get us 8 or 10. You know, the other girls pitch in a few, and we got to have 2 of those 3 scores, you know, having good games to beat a pretty good team.
Coach, good to have you with us again. We're looking forward to Tuesday night.
Okay, thank you.
Against Bigham County.
Yeah.
Folks, besides Rachel and Bradley Burchie, Cherokee Upton also broke into double figures with 10 in that fourth quarter. Katie Arms finished with 6. Marley Ashlock, 7. Eliza Jenkins, 2. Lauren Weaver, 2. Zoe Hayes, 1. Kelsey Roten made a big 3. And Abby Head also had 4. For Jackson County, Jacqueline Agee led the way with 10 points. Nikki Ragland, 6. Lily Chaffin, 7. Katie Thompson, 2. Rachel Harris, 4. Rebecca Harris, 2. And Riley Anderson had 2 for Jackson County. Again, Clay County wins 62-34. And this is it. That wraps up the Lady Dog wrap-up brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Folks, you can trust to protect your home from the elements, offering windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof, metal, and more.
FDIC.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street, Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Happy Sag and Over River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hot breakfasts, quick lunches, pizza for supper, or anything in between, with hometown convenience on both ends of town.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Back here on the Horizon Sports Network, we'll go ahead and do the District 6A boys update. District action from this past Tuesday night. If I can find the right page, here we go. Clay County winners over the Clark Range boys on Tuesday, 67-30. Pickett County winners over Gordonsville, 55-40. Pretty big win for the Bobcats there over the Tigers, 55-40, Coach.
A good win for us, too.
Yeah, it was. Certainly helps in the district standings that we'll get into in a minute. Red Bull and Springs beat Trousdale in a one-point barn burner, 58-57.
Tell you what, Trousdale might be somebody to reckon with come tournament time.
And Monterey beat Jackson County, 84-59. Tonight's games, 20-3 Clay County, about to play 8-13 Jackson County. 5-20 Clark Range hosting 20-4 Monterey. 8-15 Trousdale hosting 15-8 Gordonsville. And 14-8 Pickett County hosting 18-9 Red Bull and Springs. Current District 6A standings, first place Clay County, 9-2 district record. Second place Monterey at 8-2. Third place Gordonsville at 8-3. Fourth place Red Bullen at 7-4. Fifth place Pickett County at 6-5. Sixth place Jackson County at 2-8. Seventh place Trousdale County at 2-9. And eighth place Clark Range at 1-10. Boys 6A update has been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Taking care of all of your pest problems, except your in-laws. We'll go ahead now on the CarQuest pregame show with the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Ashdonk Strong Insurance. Thomas, let's make sure we cover it all, just like their agency does. You start.
Well, Daniel, my policy tonight is for the Dogs not to look over this Jackson County team because they're due a good game. You know, they haven't won many this year. I don't think the Clay County will. They got a wake-up call up there in Monterey, and I expect them to kind of dominate the rest of the way. Don't you, Coach Watson?
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, of course, we still got a couple of big ball games left, and we really got to keep up for them, and we can't let down and let someone slip up on us that really shouldn't.
This one, Jackson County's only won 2 of their last 10 games. Coach Thomas not got a lot of opportunities left for his squad to upset anybody. It's going to be an uphill battle for him tonight here as they play Clay County.
And, you know, absolutely, but, you know, like we said, you watch the kids warming up out here. They're hitting some shots, and
I know they've got a couple of good athletes on the team, but it seemed like, you know, they just hadn't been able to pull it all together this year.
That's Jackson County, a team that Clay County had lost to a few seasons back, but we've got a four-game win streak going against them, and things should look good here for Clay County in this one. The full coverage final word was brought to you by Strong, Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We've got a few minutes here before we have to announce the Subway Boys starting lineups, so we'll go ahead and talk about the remaining schedule that Clay County has. This coming Tuesday night, we'll be calling the Pickett County game here from Salina as the Bobcats come to town. They're playing better basketball here lately, trying to claw their way up in the standings. As we mentioned, they were sitting right now in fifth place at 6-5. It is possible that they could overtake Red Bull and in that fourth place spot if things go their way.
Got a big win over Gordonsville, didn't
yes. It helped us, as Coach Watson mentioned there,
yeah.
In the standings. A week from tonight, Clay County will travel to Red Bullin, another game that we'll call. And then 2 weeks from tonight, Clay County finishes up the regular season here at home on Senior Night against Van Buren County. And, of course, then we'll get into the District 6A tournaments that will take place over at Livingston this year. We're going to do our best to call each and every Lady Bulldog and Bulldog game that takes place over there. So, like you mentioned, Coach, some big games here to finish out regular season play for Clay County. And as you talked about, you mentioned Trousdale County. They're seventh place in the district, but they could beat anybody any night. So this boys' district, nothing's granted, as
right.
We're going to see in this Jackson County game.
Right. I mean, you know, that the balance, it's there. And I know, of course, we're playing a lot of young kids. And I know the Red Bullin team's got they've got maybe a couple three seniors on that team that are pretty seasoned,
right?
And they, you know, they give us a pretty good tussle over here. You know, we pulled it out toward the end, but you know, if being at home down there with the 3-point shooters they've got, you know, we really need to be wary of them and definitely not take them light at all.
Always a tough atmosphere to go over to Red Bullin and play. We say that almost about everywhere we go. I'm just curious if other teams say, man, I hate going to Salina to play. They've got such a great atmosphere. What do you think?
Well, yeah, it is. You know, it, of course, it doesn't have that personal atmosphere like we used to have out in the dungeon.
That's true. That's true. Things were a little tighter there at the old high school. As we'll get ready now to announce the Subway Boys starting lineups for this contest. First of all, for the visiting team, the Jackson County Blue Devils, their head coach Kevin Thomas in his 21st overall year as a high school coach, his fourth year at Jackson County. They are 8-13 overall. They'll be starting a freshman, number 10, Jordan Arroyo, a sophomore, number 13, Raymond Cuevas, a junior, number 30, Eli Burris, a junior, number 44, Chris Pig, and a senior, number 20, Aiden Smith. For Clay County, their head coach, Rob Edwards, in his 20th season, his career record coming into this contest, 439 wins to 188 losses. Clay County with an overall record on the season of 20-3. District record of 9-2. Starting for the black and gold, a sophomore, number 4, Jeffrey Spivey. A sophomore, number 11, Grant Strong. A junior, number 10, Gunnar Silk. A senior, number 24, Mason Sharp. And a senior, number 1, Jake Ashrock. The boys' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway. We're new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon and about Bulldog fans that come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because at Subway, fresh is what we do. Getting ready to start this boys' contest here. Clay County, the home team, dressed in their all-white jerseys. They've got black numerals on them. Jackson County, the visiting squad, they've got all blue on tonight with white numerals on those. Jackson County going to be scoring at the hoop to our right during the first half of play. Clay County going to be scoring at the hoop to our left during this first half of play. Thomas, final thoughts before tip-off.
Well, nothing like Clay County and Jackson County here, Daniel. You know, it's a rivalry game. Throw the records out the window.
Jake Ashdock going to step in to jump against Raymond Cuevas, and Thomas, I am corrected. He's a sophomore.
You're all over it. Sorry about my poor writing there, Daniel.
Well, I just wanted to make sure. And we are ready for action in this boys' contest. Ashlock and Cuevas going to take care of the tip-off duties, and Ashlock controls the tip. Gunner Silk has it to get this one started. He's at the top of the key. Dribbles to his left, looks to the bench to Coach Edwards. Now he starts to execute the play. Drives left side of the lane, hands off to Sharp. Sharp to Strong. Strong at left elbow. Hands back off to Sharp. Mason with it. Back to Strong. He drives left baseline. Gets to the hoop. Has his shot blocked, but they're going to say it was a foul. We'll have to see which Blue Devil was called for it. And it's going to be Chris Pig picking up his first. If we can get the big post player neutralized early in foul trouble, Coach, that'll be in our favor.
Yes, it will. He's a big body.
He is. Pig played a lot as a freshman. He's a junior now. Plays football for the Blue Devils as well. Strong misses the second free throw. He hit the first. Loose ball on the floor. Veteran official Keith Dyer says Clay County basketball went off the hand of a Blue Devil. 1-0 the score, 30 seconds in. 7.5 to play in this first quarter. Mason Sharp to inbound, works it into Gunner Silk. The junior point guard having a good season here for the black and gold. He hands off to Grant Strong, who is working against Arroyo. Strong jump shot, actually dished inside the hash.
Beautiful drop off.
He drew three.
Everybody thought like you did.
Yeah, he drew three Jackson County defenders to him. Could have shot the jump shot, but saw his senior teammate open on the post and fed him with a great assist. Arroyo out top for Jackson County, works to Cuevas at right wing. Cuevas inside the burst, now back outside in the hands of Smith. Smith inside the Pig, and Jake Ashlock swats that shot away.
Get it out of here, Ashlock said.
Spivey with the loose ball drives all the way down. His jump shot no good, but he was fouled.
On the floor.
They're going to inbound from beneath their own goal. Foul, I believe, against, I'm not sure. Number 10, they say. That's Jordan Arroyo. Another foul caught on the inbound play against the Blue Devils. And Arroyo picks up his second, two in a few seconds of game time. Strong to inbound again to Ashlock, who fires a three.
We haven't seen a lot of that this year. We saw quite a bit of it last year.
Jake Ashlock hitting that three-pointer, and you're right, Coach. With the good guard play of Sharp and Spivey and Strong and Silk, we've not had to have Ashlock come outside, but he can, as he proved there. 6:15 and tick in opening quarter. Clay County in front by six. Pig with it, baseline jumper from the right side, no good. Rebounded by Cuevas. Cuevas hands off to Burris. Burris fires a three, no good. Rebounded by Ashlock. Ashlock to Silk. Silk looking for an outlet pass. Can't find one. Brings it himself across the timeline. Gives off to Spivey. Now back to Silk. Now to Ashlock. He's at the top of the key working against Pig. Drives. Hands off to Silk. Gunner hands off to Grant. Grant at right elbow. Gives it to Spivey. He fires from right wing. Good. Spivey hit 4 3-pointers in the contest the other night. He knocks down his first in this one. Clay County out to an early 9-0 lead. Timeout taken by Kevin Thomas of Jackson County.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Bacon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County has scored the first 9 points unanswered of this ball game and lead Jackson County 9-0. Jake Ashlock stepped out and knocked down a three-pointer. He leads all scorers with five.
5.5 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Jackson County with the basketball. Pig at the top of the key, dribbles in the baseline, now kicks it back out to Smith. Smith with it, hands off to Burris. Burris hands off to Arroyo. Now back to Smith out top. 14-foot jumper good. Jackson County on the board, 9-2 the score. Silk with it quickly on the black and gold end. Gives to Sharp, back to Silk. Gunner wanting to drive against Smith. He does so, then kicks it back out to Mason. Mason kicks out to Spivey. Spivey to Ashlock on the baseline. Ashlock working against Pig. Fade away, left hook shot, no good. Rebounded by Burris. Burris with it down the front court, hands off to Arroyo. Back to Burris with it, inside to Pig. Pig right block, shot up good.
Good move.
9-4 the score. Silk with it out top for Clay County. He's defended by Smith. It appears that Jackson County just running a straight man. He gives off to Strong. Strong now with it, left wing. Dribbles between the legs, backs it back out.
As soon as you said that, Daniel, they jumped into a 2-3 zone. We'll see Strong and Ashlock high-low here.
Strong does set up at the free throw line. Ashlock has it down low, goes to Strong. Now Spivey outside, back to Ashlock. Baseline move, spin, shot up, no good. Rebounded by Cuevas. Cuevas across, gives it to Arroyo. Arroyo drives left side of the lane, running jumper, no good, rebound Ashlock. Ashlock outlet pass to Mason Sharp. Can Sharp get to it? He does. Kicks it back to Strong. Strong shot left block, good.
That's a good thing.
3:35 left in the first quarter. Clay County in front by 7, 11-4. Smith with it. He runs the point for the Blue Devils. Uses a pig screen, drives, running left-handed hook shot, no good. Wasn't a hook shot, it's an underhanded layup. Rebound Ashlock. Ashlock ahead to Strong. Strong at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Spivey. Three-pointer. Left wing. No good. Rebounded by Arroyo. Arroyo going to come across the line by himself. He's a freshman. Good-looking player for Jackson County. He dishes off to Burris. Burris circles around top of the key. Has it stolen by Ashlock. Ashlock hands off to his sophomore teammate Grant Strong. And Grant going to walk it across the timeline. Clay County playing slow, looking for a good shot. See Ashlock setting up at the high post, right at the free throw line. Spivey with it in the right corner to Ashlock, back to Spivey. Fires the three, right corner, in and out, no good. Rebound by Cuevas. Cuevas works ahead to Burris. Burris to Pig, right block. Jump shot, good, and Ashlock fouled him. They're going to send Pig to the line to try to complete the three-point play as Jake Ashlock picks up his first personal foul of the contest, Clay County's first foul.
Pretty good D by Ashlock there, just kind of straight up on that one, Daniel. Pig did a good job of initiating the contact and finishing there. You know, it helped Chris Pig to just 6 points in that early contest. Pig could have 5 right here early on.
That's what I started to say. We neutralized him in Jackson County. He's a dominant player, can be, especially when the officiating's in his favor. And we do see him complete that three-point play. Four-point ball game now, 11-7 the score. Eli Smith is checked in for the Bulldogs. He runs the point, hands up to Strong. He fires the three, good. Grant Strong knocking down the three-pointer.
Such a beautiful stroke out there at the top. We see him pull up in the lane at the free throw line, elbow jumpers. He can also knock the bottom out of it from deep. We just haven't seen a whole lot of that in his game yet.
No, he's not had to shoot a lot of outside three-pointers. It looks like he's fired 63 on the year, hit 19 of them, going into the action on Tuesday night. So about a 30% shooter is Strong from behind the arc. And that's with, you know, essentially limited opportunities. He
right.
Shoots at most 3 a game, some nights less.
We see Coach Edwards going to the freshman, Keaton Arms, who pulls down the rebound to try to double in on Pig. Make sure Ashlock doesn't pick up another quick foul.
Arms works ahead to Strong. Strong had it stolen by Arroyo. Arroyo out there, pass to Smith, and he scores the layup. 14-9 the score. Clay County playing quickly. Strong in the front court. Now to Spivey. And they're going to call an offensive foul on Jeff Spivey, who had drove baseline and actually scored. But that one's wiped off the board, though, as he picks up his first personal.
Coach Evers going for a 30-second timeout here, Daniel. Doesn't want to see any momentum going towards the Blue Devils.
Timeout is taken. 1:26 remaining in the first quarter. Clay County leads by 5, 14-9.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads 14-9 here with about a minute to go in the first quarter, Daniel. And Grant Strong is heating up. He's got 6 so far for Clay County.
On the floor for Clay County coming out of that timeout, Keaton Arms, Jeff Spivey, Eli Smith, Grant Strong, and Mason Sharp. Jackson County with the basketball. Burris left wing, works over to Cuevas. Cuevas at right elbow, defended by Spivey, hands off to Smith. Smith tries to go down low to Pig, and it's kicked out of bounds by Strong. Jackson County basketball still is Ashlock, John Hamilton, and Gunnar Silk check into the contest. Sitting down are Sharp, Spivey, and Keaton Arms. So on the floor for Clay County, Silk, Hamilton, Strong, Ashlock, and Smith. First time we've seen Hamilton in action early in a while, Thomas. I guess he's going to have the responsibility of defending Pig, perhaps.
I think so. You know, we've seen Ashlock guard him. We saw Arms come in, take a shot at him. Now we're going to see Hamilton do the same. Two freshmen coming in and contributing to this team.
Clay County basketball. After a turnover on the Jackson County end. 1 minute to play in this first quarter. Silk with it out top. Works to Smith right wing. Now back to Strong. Now to Silk. Good perimeter passing. Hamilton left baseline. Dishes off to Ashlock. Ashlock works against Pig and
good
scores.
Good pass from Hamilton.
40 seconds to play here in this first quarter. 16-9 the score.
You know, we talk about Strong and Ashlock on the high-low. Hamilton can run it, too. Great touch pass as Ashlock dove the paint right there, Daniel.
Strong with great defense on Smith right now. Smith breaks the barrier, though. Gets a fresh five-second count. 15 seconds to play in this opening quarter. Clay County in front by 7, 16-9. Smith with it. Drives left side. Kicks to Arroyo. He fires the three. No good. Rebounded by Cuevas. Put back by Cuevas. No good. Rebounded now. It actually goes out of bounds. And with .7 seconds on this first quarter clock, Jackson County going to have an opportunity to inbound and tip it in. Is there time to do it, Coach?
That's a bit quick, but they got it off.
They got the shot off. A three-pointer it was, but no good, though.
Short.
16-9 the score, then to 1. We've got a good one here in this District 6A matchup. Clay County leads 16-9.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Welcome back to Salina, Tennessee, where Clay County leads Jackson County 16-9 at the end of the first. The senior, Jake Ashlock, leading the way for the Dogs, Daniel. He's got 7.
Ashlock playing tough down low tonight. And he's got 3 of those 7 from behind the arc. Jackson County with the basketball to start the second quarter. Burris out top, fires a three over Mason Sharp. No good. Rebound Spivey. Spivey with it. Going to come across the timeline. Kicks to Grant Strong at right wing. Strong defended by Arroyo. He hands off to Silk. And actually, Silk hands it right back to Strong. Strong uses an Ashlock screen, drives to his left, jump shot from left elbow, no good. Rebound by Spivey, put back, 6 foot
good,
jumper, good.
Good rebound and good put in.
Spivey adds two to put Clay County up by 18-9. 7:15 and ticking. Head coach Kevin Thomas, we said a 21-year veteran working against Rob Edwards, who's in his 20th season. A lot of experience between these coaching staffs. As we see Gunner Silk come up with a steal, quick pass ahead to Mason Sharp, layup good. 19-9 the score.
It's good floor presence for Silk.
We talked about Coach Thomas. 17 years he spent down in Shelbyville, Daniel.
Shelbyville, and I think they won a state tournament while he
they
was did, down there.
Definitely a great coach. Had a chance to come home, had family here, talked to him before the ball game. Says the best decision he had made. Just got to do some things that he probably wouldn't have with his father, his mother, and some of his family by being here the last 4 years.
And Smith adds 2 points on a jump shot. Mason Sharp comes down and does the same thing. And, Coach, you said he was
the grandson of coaching legend Kermit Farkum down there.
And that's who their gymnasium's named
after,
I believe.
Yes.
22-11 after we see the Smith and Sharp jump shots. 6:10 and ticking, second quarter action. Arroyo drives against Strong, actually against Silk. Got to the hoop, couldn't score though. Ashlock rebound ahead to Sharp. Sharp layup good. We see Mason Sharp has scored on a couple of those fast break layups off some nice long assists by his Bulldog teammates.
Yeah, you know, there's nobody better at starting a break than Ashlock. You know, he's a quarterback on the football field, Daniel, and he uses those talents here as Mason Sharp turned into the wide receiver on that one.
Pig misses on a long free throw, missed everything. Strong with the rebound, wants to go coast to coast, does so, misses the shot. Ashlock rebound, actually lost it out of his hands. Smith now with it, fast break. He has it knocked out of his hands by Gunner Silk with great hustle from behind. Jackson County going to maintain possession, but a nice job by Gunner to stop the layup without the foul.
Action's really heating up here, Daniel. It's a back and forth affair.
24-11 the score. Jackson County playing, though, to try to stay in it. Blue Devils work it in. Arroyo with it. Kicks to Cuevas. Top of the key. Cuevas across to Smith. Smith working against Eli Smith. Kicks off to number 4, Hayden Stacy, who's in the contest. He to Pig. Now Pig to Cuevas. He's good on the long jumper from right wing. 2-point variety. 24-13 the score. Smith ahead to Spivey. Spivey in the paint. Kicks out to Ashlock. Ashlock hands back to Sharp. On the floor for Clay County, Eli Smith, Mason Sharp, Jeff Spivey, Gunner Silk, and Jake Ashlock. Spivey with it now, right corner, back out top to Gunner Silk, swings it around to Mason Sharp at left wing. Back to Silk, Smith, right wing, Silk out top, Sharp left wing. They're just passing out top, working against what appears to be a 2-3 zone.
Yeah, Coach Thomas sticking with the zone right here, Daniel. About the only answer he has for Clay County and Jake Ashlock in the post.
Sharp works it into Ashlock. Ashlock outside to Spivey. He misses on the three-pointer. He's 1 of 5 on the night right now from distance. Hit his first and is yet to find it again. Ball goes out of bounds off of a Blue Devil. And Clay County going to inbound, Coach.
Yeah, but Jake thought he saw a lane down there to get the ball in to Smith, but Jackson County had other ideas. They got a pile on it.
They did. Mason Sharp inbounds to Ashlock. Cross court to Spivey. Spivey back across court to Sharp. He fires a three. In and out, no good. Rebound Ashlock. Put back by Jake. Blocked by Chris Pig. Smith comes up with loose ball, though. His jumper no good. Rebound Cuevas. Cuevas, a sophomore, a big, tall, long player, similar to Spivey and Strong. A couple of good young players on this Jackson County team. They have a bright future.
He does, Daniel. He's a leading scorer in that contest down the river in Gainesboro. Had 14 in the game, and he wasn't a starter at that time. You can see he's worked his way in the starting lineup as Mason Sharp steals it in the fast break and scores again. He's got 8, Daniel.
A lot of them off of those fast break layups. 26-13 now the scores. We see Keaton Arms and Grant Strong come back to the scorers table to check in when the time's right. Smith with it for Jackson County, defended by Eli Smith. He hands off to number 1, and I don't have that number. And a long two-pointer taken and hidden. My, did you see the Blue Devil?
I didn't.
Unknown Blue Devil on those
Arroyo,
points.
Arroyo, I think, Daniel.
Arroyo
believe,
on the point.
I believe it was.
Gunner Seal comes down quickly. Clay County, 8-foot jumper from left baseline. Good. Clay County back in front by 13, 28-15 the score. 3 minutes to play here in this second quarter of action. Jackson County with the ball. Cuevas out top. Works to Smith. His three-pointer is good. They're going to count the basket. And a foul was called somewhere, I think, away from the shot. Eli Smith picks up the foul. So we're going to see Jackson County get the three-pointer and the possession.
Get an extra possession out of it.
He just kind of pushed through the screen there, Daniel, on that three. Smith did.
Jackson County inbounds. They get it to one on the baseline. He kicks back out to Smith. He drives, kicks it back across to number one. Now out top to Arroyo. Cuevas with it. Works inside to Chris Pig. Pig defended by Arms. Arms comes up with a loose ball steal. Eli Smith across the timeline ahead to Grant Strong. Strong in a trap. Comes out top to Silk. Silk to Smith. Eli fires the three-pointer. Good.
Two-pointer. Good shot.
Eli Smith catching and shooting with no hesitation. 2.5 minutes to play, second quarter. Clay County stretching out to what is now a 13-point lead, 31-18. Aiden Smith with it for Jackson County. Lost the handle on the ball. It was knocked out of bounds by Eli Smith. Brady Adams checks in for the Blue Devils as Chris Pig comes out for a breather. Only three team fouls for Jackson County. Actually, four for Jackson County, three for Clay County here in the first half.
I got number one being Wid Robbins, Daniel.
I remember him from football. Pretty good athlete, Wid Robbins. I'll write that down. Jackson County with the ball. Arroyo with it. Jumper from right block. No good. Defended well by Gunner Silk. Rebound. Keaton Arms. Arms quickly across the timeline himself with it. Works ahead to Strong. Baseline dunk.
Just eased her in. He wanted to make sure he got them 2 points.
Went to the safe choice there. 33-18. We remember in Gainesboro earlier, Strong with a steal back on January the 7th. Came down and slammed it home earlier. The sophomore showing that he can get up above the rim when necessary in that one. Minute and a half to play. Second quarter action. Wid Robbins with it. Right corner. Works back out top to Arroyo. He's defended by Silk. Back to Robbins. 8-foot jumper in the center of the lane. Good. 33-20. Blue Devils refusing to go away, Coach Watson.
No, they're hanging with us. You know, we've got a double-digit lead, but now they're not quitting.
Smith with it out top for Clay County. On the floor, Sharp, Smith, Silk, Strong, and Arms. Eli passes to Gunner Silk, now to Arms, now to Strong. That pass taken away by Arroyo, and Keaton Arms is going to be called for the personal.
Yeah, got a little too aggressive there.
One minute to play here in the first quarter as Jackson County is going to inbound from in front of the Clay County student section across the court from us. We are on top of the visiting bleachers back behind the scores table here at Clay County High School, if you're familiar with the facility. Jackson County with the basketball. Robbins left wing inside to Arroyo. He's defended by Spivian Ashlock. Shot was no good. Ashlock comes up with the rebound. Hands to Arms. Arms to Strong. Strong ahead to Spivey in the right corner. Back out top to Strong, who drives. 8-foot jumper, no good. Too strong off the side of the iron there. Spivey comes up with the rebound. He kicks out to Sharp. Sharp to Keaton Arms. Arms cross court to Strong. That pass knocked out of bounds by Wid Robbins. Clay County maintains possession. 30 seconds left here in the first half. 33-20 the score. Clay County in front by 13. Strong with it on the inbound play. Takes a few dribbles across the timeline. Kicks to Sharp. Sharp with it at left wing, letting the time tick down a little bit. He goes back to Strong. Grant just standing with it on his hip. 15 seconds to play in the half.
Like Jackson County is going to drop back in a 2-3 for this last possession here too, Daniel.
6 seconds to play. Strong now to Spivey at high post. Dribbles, shoots, no good. Rebound Arms, putback blocked by Arroyo. Spivey came up with the loose ball. His putback no good, and the buzzer sounds at halftime. It's Clay County 33. Jackson County 20, and it's time here on the Horizon Sports Network for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. a detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Jackson County 33-20 here at intermission. The Dogs jumped out to a 16-9 lead at the end of the first quarter and then outscored the Blue Devils 17-11 in the second to go up by 13 at the half. For Jackson County, Chris Pig has 5 points, Aiden Smith has 9, Jordan Arroyo has 2, Raymond Cuevas has 2, and Wid Robbins 2. For Clay County, both Mason Sharp and Grant Strong are leading the way with 8 points apiece. Jake Ashlock has 7, Gunnar Silk 2, Jeff Spivey 5, and Eli Smith has 3. Again, Clay County leads 33-20 over Jackson County here at halftime.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation.
Here we are back. 3:47 remaining at halftime in this boys contest. Clay County Legion 33-20. Nobody in foul trouble for either squad. Nothing of serious report there. Coach Watson, during our Kirkwest pregame show, during the Battle Bulldog history segment, we always discuss a female and a male member of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. Tonight's male that we just discussed was Doug Strong, who was voted into that second class of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. He a player in the early to mid-80s for you back on those squads. I know his senior year was when Joey Kell was a sophomore, so that would have made Tracy Strong and Jeff Freshman. He kind of carried that torch between some of those great late 70s teams right before those strong teams of Coach Strong in Arms. An all-mid-state player as a junior and senior. Averaged, I believe, around, I was looking at it last night. I think he was averaging a lot of points his junior year. Took a little bit of a backseat on scoring to Coe when Coe was a sophomore, but Doug was a good player in his time.
Yes, he was. And like I said, he was kind of in the transition in between there. And we were bringing on some young players. And he actually played on the team that I guess we got beat maybe by 2 points in the sub-state that year on a life that we actually had the ball with less than 15 seconds to go, bring it down the floor, something like 4-on-1.
Well,
and instead of just holding the ball, we decided somebody wanted to score 2 more points. And they intercepted our pass, and it very quickly went from a 4-on-1 that way to a 4-on-1 our way. And the one down was Mike Strong, who had his 4th foul, and he stopped the shooter. And we went into overtime and got beaten overtime. So it was, a very tough loss. But Doug was he was an outstanding basketball player. And as you said, he kind of took the role, pretty good with a sophomore and then some freshmen coming in that kind of relegated him down just a little bit. But he maintained his composure throughout the year and did an excellent job for us that senior year.
Kind of one of those times when you have such talented young players below you, if you try to continue to do things by yourself, actually hurt your team more than facilitating it for the whole squad. So, of course, we know that he has continued on and had a lengthy career as a official in the TWSAA, and I think also in maybe Little League Baseball or Babe Ruth, kind of high up in that. He's served as an assistant coach in a lot of different capacities here at Clay County High School. We also discussed somebody else who's near and dear to your heart, and that is Trisha Fox Strong. She was the female we talked about tonight. We discussed her with Coach Sims, how he took over her sophomore year, and out of a long list of superstars he's had, she was that first one, her senior year, averaging 20 points a night, and just kind of a pioneer player that took Clay County Lady Bulldog, or Salina High School Lady Bulldog basketball, out of kind of a dark time in the 80s, there into what it is now.
Yeah, and no, there's something along that line that has nothing to do at all with basketball, but Trisha was the heart and soul of a baseball team,
a fast pitch softball team, the first one we ever had. And she kind of led them into, I think even with a regional win her senior year, that kind of turned the entire girls' women's sports around here at Clay County, at Salina High School.
A true trailblazer then.
Yeah.
Back under action here in the third quarter, 33-20 the score. Jackson County with the basketball. Arroyo drives left baseline, working against Gunner Silk, and Silk going to be called for the personal foul. Should be his first of the contest. And Arroyo at the line to shoot two. Big buckets here for Jackson County. They need points to stay within reach here, and Arroyo doesn't miss that one. Still a good contest here, a 13-point lead, but Jackson County is going to need to cut into that during this third quarter if they want to keep it close. Arroyo's second one. Also off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound Eli Smith. Smith quickly across the timeline. Kicks over to Grant Strong. Strong at left wing. Drives, hands off to Spivey. Spivey to Smith. Eli from high post kicks it to Ashlock down low. Ashlock working against Pig. Turnaround jumper up. No good. Rebound Arroyo. And it's actually going to go out of bounds off of a Bulldog. Must have went off Eli Smith. Jackson County has possession.
Couldn't hardly tell in that crowd, but the official had a closer view than we did.
Yeah.
And I'd say he probably got it right.
Jackson County with the basketball. Aiden Smith running the point. The senior. The only senior starter for these Blue Devils, as we mentioned, a young team who are just going to improve with time. Arroyo, the freshman, misses on a three-pointer. Rebound Grant Strong. Strong comes down, fires his own three-pointer. No good. Too strong off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Smith. Smith going to be fouled by Strong. Strong reached out and kind of grabbed hold.
Yeah.
If he had not, it would have been an easy layup. Smart foul there by the sophomore. Jackson County to inbound from the far sideline. They work into Arroyo. Now to Burris. Burris to Cuevas. Cuevas just inside the three-point line. Beautiful shot.
He's excellent basketball player.
11-point contest. Clay County 33, Jackson County 22. Strong with it. Hands off to Sharp. Sharp to Smith. Smith drives, kicks out to Spivey at right wing. He drives into the paint. His shot, no good. He was well defended by Cuevas. Got his own rebound.
Got his own rebound and stuck it back.
Put
great
it back
job.
In. 6:15 and ticking. Third quarter action. 35-22 the score. Burris at left wing. Hands to Cuevas, top of the key. Jackson County playing slow here. They've got Arroyo down low who's posted up against the shorter Eli Smith trying to expose that. They can't do it, so Arroyo comes out top, gets the ball, and they're going to say Smith fouled him. Arroyo will go to the line to shoot two.
He could have just easily called a travel on that one, but we may have made him travel.
Very strange approach by Arroyo there, as Coach Watson chronicled. Kind of a skip and a hop move. And Arroyo, the freshman at the line, to shoot
and,
two.
And
he misses.
I think Aiden Smith may be the grandson of Dale Smith, who was one of the members of Coach Forkham's Fabulous Five teams back in my high school days, just about the time after I got out of high school. And I believe that he may be his grandson.
Could be. Arroyo hits.
I know Dale's here watching tonight, so.
Well, yeah, something's drew him in, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Arroyo hit the second free throw. Clay County with the basketball. Sharp out top. Goes to Strong. Strong baseline pass underneath the Ashlock. Pig doing a nice job with him. Denying Jake the score. And Jake going to be called for the foul. Ashlock just frustrated there. He's having a tough night inside. He's working hard, but just not getting the payoff. And frustration foul there trying to get the rebound.
Well, Ashlock can usually kind of drop his shoulder and get some separation. You can against Pig. He holds his ground well. Holds his arms straight up, and Ashlock does nothing but go up into him. So you're right. He's frustrated a little bit down on that block just with Pig's sheer size down there.
Pig now with it on the offensive end. Kicks it outside to Arroyo. His three-pointer no good. Cuevas going to be called for the over-the-back foul.
We got lucky on that, and I believe Grant may have actually drawn the contact there by jumping a little backwards maybe, but we like that.
We do. We'll take it. Clay County basketball after Jackson County is called for I suppose what's their first personal of the second half. Clay County has four on them, according to the scoreboard here at Clay County High School. Bulldogs with a 12-point lead, 35-23, 5 minutes left in the third. Ashlock with it at left elbow, works inside to Strong. Strong going to go to the line. Oh, a foul. Offensive foul. I thought it was going to be a defensive block. The official who was 4 feet away from the action deferred to head official Keith Dyer, who was at the half-court line. He called the offensive foul.
The official on the basket actually made the move for the charge, for the block.
Strong called for his second personal of the contest. Jackson County with the basketball after the offensive foul against Clay County. Smith with it at right wing. Kicks it to Pig. Free throw line jumper. No good. Off the back of the iron, and Spivey going to be called for the personal foul. Him and Cuevas working for the rebound, and they felt like Spivey was out of position.
Yeah, and he got his hands down a little bit low.
Jackson County then, ma'am. Burris takes care of those duties, works it into Cuevas. Cuevas at left wing, he drives, kicks out to Arroyo, who drives baseline, shot from beneath the hoop, no good, rebound, Spivey. Jeff with it across the timeline, gives the Gunner to Grant in the left corner. Back out top to Silk. 4:10 and ticking, 35-23, third quarter action. Jackson County refusing to be put away in this contest. 12 has been about the biggest lead Clay County's been able to put together. Ashlock working isolated against Pig, and a foul's going to be called on Chris Pig. Jake will go to the line to shoot two.
You know, Ashlock wanted it on that trip. He was trying to post up before Coach called a different play and brought him out and isolated him with some space against Pig there. That may be the thing. We've seen him do it against Dalton Marsh. He can definitely take Pig off the dribble.
Pig, for a big guy, is very agile. Moves his feet well. Was able to stay with Ashlock there. 3:58, even though he did foul him at the end. Jake missed his first free throw. He's the highest percentage shooter on the squad, but he comes away empty on those two.
That's highly unusual for Jake.
Smith with the rebound.
To miss the first one, let alone the second one.
Right. Works across the timeline. Has it at right wing. Hands off to Burris. Burris drives against Eli Smith. 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebound, Eli Smith. Smith comes across timeline. 2-on-1. Hands off to Grant Strong. Strong good from left block.
Great pass by Eli.
I've been very impressed with Eli Smith coming in. He didn't play a lot last year because of those seven seniors that Clay County had. He's played a lot this sophomore season, and he's done a nice job. Burris with it for Jackson County. Jumper good from the left free throw line. Smith with it quickly ahead to Strong. Strong on the baseline. Circles back into the paint. He's fouled. Smith called for the foul on Jackson County. Foul was on the floor. Strong going to inbound from beneath the Clay County goal. 37-25 the score. Clay County in front by 12. 3:05 to play, third quarter. Strong works it into Silk. Silk back to Strong, who's left wing. Drives to the high post. And a foul on 20, which is Aiden Smith again. His second personal of the contest. Jackson County's fourth team foul of this second half. Strong once again to inbound. Works it into Eli Smith. He fires the three. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Gunner Silk. Silk with it. 8-foot jumper. No good. Off the back of the iron. Rebound Spivey. His putback good. Count the basket, and they're going to call a foul against number 10, Arroyo. And Jeff Spivey, the sophomore, goes to the line to try to complete the 3-point play.
Great reaction by Jeff there.
His team up by 14, 39-25. He misses the free throw. Rebound Arroyo. 2:45 and ticking to play in the third quarter. Jackson County basketball. They work inside the Pig. His shot good from right block, and he's going to be fouled by Spivey. That's the third personal for Spivey in the contest as Pig goes to the line to try to complete the 3-point play. We see Ashlock and Sharp come on, Arms and Spivey set down on the floor for the black and gold. Jake Ashlock, Gunner Silk, Mason Sharp, Eli Smith, and Grant Strong.
You know, they're going to take it to Pig very quickly if Mark's not in there.
Pig's good on the three-point play from the line. Jackson County trails by 11, 39-28. When the teams met back on January the 7th, we see Clay County walked away winner 76-47. This one has never gotten around more than an 11, 12, 13-point lead for the Bulldogs. Clay County with the basketball. Smith down low is going to be fouled by Pig.
Smith got tackled by Pig that time, Daniel. Eli coming through trying to keep the ball alive. Got possession.
That's that fourth foul on Pig.
To the ground.
Fourth personal against Pig. He'll have to come set for the remainder, probably the third quarter, potentially part of the fourth. Clay County going to inbound. And the foul's called against Clay County on the inbound play. Foul was called against Smith.
Jake Ashlock.
Ashlock. I knew he held up just a single-digit number. It was one instead of two.
Give Ashlock another one, Daniel.
Ashlock picks up two fouls. One on the right-hand side, the other on the left-hand side. He probably is going to have to come out.
At least
Jake
for the
now
rest
has
of this
four
quarter.
Personals himself. So the big story right now, Jake Ashock and Chris Pig, the dominant post plays for both of their teams on the bench. Now it's going to come down to guard play. I kind of like Clay County's edge in that matchup. We do see Keaton Arms in for Ashock. The post player that checked in for Jackson County looks to be Wid Robbins, who's really a guard. They don't have a true post on the floor. Burris at the line to shoot, and he hits both of those. 39-30 now the score. Clay County in front by nine. 2 minutes left in this third quarter. Timeout taken by Coach Edwards, 30-second variety. We'll
Jackson.
Be back after one ad. Clay County in front, 39-30.
Today, this is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue. Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters. All served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Dale Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina, where Jackson County has cut the Clay County lead to single digits, Daniel. It's 39-30.
First time since, what I'm going to say, is since the first quarter that's been the case.
And Jackson County's changed up a little on defense. They run a little half court trap there, and it's kind of bothering us a little bit.
2 minutes to play. Third quarter action. Clay County with the basketball. Silk with it out top. Goes to Smith. Smith cross court to Sharp. He fires a three. No good. Rebounded by Burris. Burris across the timeline. He's at right wing. Kicks it inside to Quavis. That pass knocked away from Quavis and picked back up by Smith. Burris, who scored two. 7-point game here. Clay County quickly into the front court. Grant Strong with it. Jumper inside. No good. Fouls going to be called, though, against Jackson County's number one with Robbins. That is his first personal. Jackson County's seventh. So both teams in the bonus coach for the remainder of this second half.
Yes.
Strong hits on that free throw. A lot of the outcome could be decided by which team's better from the charity stripe. Strong goes one for two there. Hit the first, miss the second. Quavis with the rebound, hands off to Smith. Minute 20 and ticking, third quarter. Clay County in front by 8, 40-32. Seeing the competition level here in District 6, very close between the first place team and I think the sixth place team in the district. Burris with it out top, hands to Quavis. Quavis working against Arms, has a nice move, but that no good. Little underhanded shot. Arms with the rebound. It was stolen from him by Quavis. Quavis ahead to Smith, who laid it in, and we've got a 6.2 position game here in Salina. 45 seconds remain in the third quarter. Clay County with the ball. Strong with it. Left elbow. Loses
where are
the
you
handle.
Going?
Quavis comes up with it. Foul called against Mason Sharp. And all the momentum is Blue Devils now.
You know, we saw a different Jackson County team in Gainesboro, Daniel. This team has really come together and gelled. You saw a new starting lineup, and you see some new contributors here tonight. Jackson County's playing well.
39.6 seconds as Clavis is at the line. Shot's up. Good. to 35 the score. 39.6 seconds, like we said, left in the third. Second one's away. It's also good. Four-point game, 40-36. Clay County with the basketball. Eli Smith with it, works across to Silk. Silk to Sharp. Sharp in the trap in the corner. Lost the handle on the ball. Quavis has another steal. Two trips for Clay County into their own front court. Two steals for Quavis. 20 seconds and ticking. Aiden Smith with it. Jackson County going to play for the last shot of this third quarter. Head coach Kevin Thomas up, sending in the play. Coach Edwards watches on as his team defends the Blue Devils. 5 seconds. Smith, baseline. Scores. Got past Grant Strong and put in the bucket. Strong ahead. This race is shot. No good. It's the end of three, and we've got a barn burner in Salina. Bulldogs 40, Blue Devils 38.
What we do, score 5 points that quarter?
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, fourth quarter action underway. Final 8 minutes of it. 40-38 the score. Jackson County with the basketball. Chris Pig back in. They tried to feed it down low. He lost the handle on it. And it's going to be black and gold ball. I know Pig's a good player, but they actually made the most of that run with him on the bench.
Yes.
Quavis kind of took it over. And what we see is Jackson County and Clay County are meeting for the second time, just how tough it is. The second time you meet a district opponent, there's a lot of film out there on you. They've already played you once. You beat them once, so they're out for revenge.
They are. You know, Coach Kevin Thomas is doing a great job with this defense, just like Coach Watson said. It's a half-court trap once they enter the your side. Jackson County takes the lead, Daniel.
Aiden Smith with the three-pointer from way back at the top of the key. And Coach Thomas up, jumping up and down, sending in instruction. Clay County with the basketball. Gunner Silk with it, out top. His team trails by one.
Stay calm, we'll be okay.
41-40. 6:45 and ticking here, left in this contest. Spivey with it, right wing. High post down to Ashlock. He drives, has it stolen from him by Arroyo. Clay County's turned it over a lot in the last quarter of action. Very non-typical of the black and gold. You just don't see the Bulldogs turn the basketball over a lot.
You don't, Daniel, but like I was trying to say before, if Smith buried that three, it's all about the defense. And they run the half-court trap once they cross the timeline. And then if we ever go to the corner, then they're trapping there too, Daniel. Just a good job by Kevin Thomas, and he's got his guys coached up here.
Burris misses on a long two-pointer, rebounded by Grant Strong. He goes coast-to-coast, gets the lay-in. Clay County back in front by one, 42-41. 6 minutes to play here in Salina in this District 6A rematch between the Bulldogs and the Blue Devils.
You know, the Blue Devils outscored Clay County 18-7 in that third quarter, Daniel, and then buried that three to take their, basically, their only lead of the ball game, and they score again.
Cuevas, jumper from right elbow. Jackson County back in front, 43-42. Swapping the lead back and forth. Each trip up and down the floor of these two squads. Grant Strong with it. Right wing. Kicks to Silk. Silk to Ashok. Ashok drives. Gets to the hoop. Loses the basketball. It goes off of his leg. The presence of Pig and another Jackson County defender caused the mistake by the senior.
Yeah, Coach, it looks like a 1-2-2 to me is what he's playing.
Yeah.
He's trapping out.
Yeah.
5:25 and ticking. Fourth and final quarter. Jackson County in front by one, and they have the ball. Smith with it, drives, kicks out the burst, left wing, uses a pig screen to dribble to his right, gives it back to Smith on right wing, defended by Strong. Pass to Arroyo, jumper, good, a fadeaway jumper from the top of the high post on the right-hand side, and he knocked it down. That's a tough shot, Coach.
It was. That's a good shot.
Coach Edwards wants a timeout as he sees the Blue Devils ahead by three, their biggest lead of the night over Clay County. Jackson County 45, Clay County 42. 5 minutes to play.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here live, 5:02 on the clock. It's Clay County inbounds. Ashnod works it into Silk. Now under 5 minutes to play. Clay County trails by three, 45-42. On the floor for Clay County, the original five starters of Silk, Strong, Spivey, Ashnock, and Sharp. Gunner with it out top, defended by Burris. Kicks to Strong. Jumper, no good. Rebounded by Cuevas. Cuevas having a big night here in Salina. 4:35 on the clock. Jackson County with the ball. And a three-point lead, 45-42. Blue Devils probably not in a big hurry here. They want to have a good shot selection as they lead by three. Smith drives baseline, and a foul's going to be called on Strong. The third personal of the contest for Grant. Ashdod playing with four for Clay County. Spivey and Strong playing with three. I didn't see it wasn't a shot attempt. He's at the line for the double bonus. As Clay County has over 10 team fouls here.
Right.
So no matter what happens, when a foul's called against them, the Blue Devils will go to the line to shoot two. Fortunately, Smith only hits one of those two. Jackson County in front by four. Contests like this certainly will get Clay County perhaps ready for postseason action, Coach. Trailing here halfway through this fourth quarter by four.
Got a little bit of a test in front of us right now.
Clay County had to inbound because Burris knocked a Silk to Strong pass out of bounds. They're working into Ashlock. Ashlock shoots, and they're going to call an offensive foul against Jake Ashlock, and he's done, folks. That's five. The big man's done for the night, and that's going to hurt Clay County. It's with 4:07 on this clock. Jackson County has momentum, a four-point lead, and Jake Ashlock, the most well-rounded weapon for the Bulldogs, is done for the night.
Coach Edwards wants an explanation, Daniel. I mean, you know, they're 50-50 calls, but to me, that was an 80-20. It was just pretty tough decision. You don't see him question many, but he's questioning the missile, especially to take your senior post player out of the game.
One of the most vocal things I've seen out of Coach in a while, as he's still talking to that official. As I've said before, you've got the 20-year vet against a pretty young official, and He wants a good explanation. Jackson County has the ball, though. We're going to have to move on from that offensive foul by Ashok. He's done for the night. Aurelio with it. Feeds Quavis. Quavis throws. Jackson County's faithful that have made the 20-mile trip up the Cumberland River to Salina are applauding their squad as they've got a 6-point lead. 3:40 and ticking left in this contest. Strong with it. Drives inside. Dishes off to Arms. Nice pass by Strong as Arms lays it in from right block. Good chemistry there. Jackson County with it. They have numbers. Arroyo working. Steps around Arms and he scores. Jackson County's hot. 50-44 the score. 3:20 and ticking. Arms with it. Works the Strong. And a timeout. No, a foul called against Arroyo. That's his fourth of this one. Pig's got four. Arroyo has got four. Strong at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Hits it. Big shot. Arms are out to shoot another here. 50-45, I think, should be the score now. They've not updated the board, though. Hits the second one as well. Now, the Thomas, they show 50-45 on the board. Do you have that, or do you have 50-46?
Should be 46, Daniel.
I agree, and hopefully they will notice that. A timeout's taken by head coach Kevin Thomas. His team has the ball. They have corrected the scoreboard. 50-46 the score. 30-second timeout, 3 minutes left to play, Jackson County 50, Clay County 46.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County trails Jackson County 50-46. Daniel and Grant Strong has 15 for Clay County, but Aiden Smith has exploded here in the second half. He's got 17.
Smith's played great. Smith has played great in his second half, as well as Quavis, Arroyo. They just put together a good game. 3 minutes to play. Jackson County with the ball. Arroyo, left baseline, well defended by Gunner Seal. Has the handoff to Burris. Burris defended by Sharp. Now to Smith. Strong's defended him. Smith with it. Under heavy pressure, Strong gets the steal, and he's going to be fouled by Arroyo, and Arroyo's done for the night. If I'm right on my tally, that should be his fifth. They've got four on the board right now, though, so I guess I'm wrong. I heard Michael Miller, voice of the Bulldogs, here in Salina, say fifth as well. And we do see Wid Robbins come to the line as Jake Ashlock has expired for the Bulldogs. And now Jordan Arroyo, the talented underclassman, has for Jackson County. 2:42 left on the clock. Grant Strong at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. He hits it. Strong 3-for-3 on his last three attempts. I can't remember back before that.
He's missed two tonight, Daniel, but not here in the fourth quarter.
Another big shot by Strong. Clay County trails by two. A lot of time left. 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Full court pressure now. Is Gunner Silk going to be called for the foul? Just overzealous on that. He jumped, got off his feet, had a body blow against Chris Pig, coach, and there was no question about that one.
Yeah.
Only the second personal for Gunner, who oftentimes picks up some with his aggressive defensive play. He can actually play really tough here down the stretch.
I'll tell you what we're going to see here. We're going to see Keaton Arms going to have to grow up real quick against Pig down the stretch with our leader, Jake Ashlock, on the bench. And Arms is capable, guys. He got a bucket right after Ashlock hit the bench, and he's done pretty well against Pig so far.
He's a calm player. Don't get real excited. Pig misses his first free throw, hits his second. Jackson County in front by three. Strong to the hoop, scores. Did it all by himself. Took the dribble right to the basket on right block and laid it in for two. Jackson County ahead by one. They're having trouble getting it across the timeline. Cuevas with it. Works to Smith. They do come across. That's a timeout.
No, the ball's in the air.
A full timeout taken, and Coach Edwards is upset because, as you mentioned, Coach Watson, the ball was in midair. Jackson County didn't have possession.
No.
Veteran official Keith Dyer telling Coach Edwards, yeah, it was okay. So that's the call. Timeout is taken. We'll go ahead and play one ad. Come back and reset things here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
2:16 here, left to play in this contest. 51-50 the score. Jackson County has the basketball and the one-point lead. A lot of time left, Coach. What would you like to see here?
Well, we don't need to foul them and let them score with the clock turned off. We just need to play some good hard defense and hopefully either get a turnover or, a good rebound off a missed shot.
Smith with it. Turnover. Gunner still comes up with the ball. Going to have a chance at an open layup. Hits it. Clay County back in front. 52-51. Jackson County trying to work it across the timeline. Cuevas has it, safely crosses the stripe. And he says he carried it. The official blows the whistle. He got his hand under
good,
it's
a good call. It's a good call.
This is what you want to see out of your Clay County team, guys. I know we've had a rough stretch here in the second half, but they're fighting back behind Grant Strong. He's up to 19 tonight, and Gunner Silt. Redemption for him, the steal in the bucket to give Clay County the lead again.
Minute 40 on the clock. Clay County with a one-point lead, 52-51. We see Coach Edwards up on his feet telling his kids what to do here. Silk just letting time tick down. Minute 25 and Tegan. Arms with it, left corner, kicks back to Sharp. Now back to Silk up top. Strong with it. Left elbow. Now back to Silk. Time still ticking. Clay County ahead by one, 52-51. Down to a minute and 10 seconds. Spivey right wing. They try to trap him. He gets it away to Strong. Strong now working against Smith, and they're going to call a blocking foul against Jackson County. Foul's going to go against Smith. I think that's his third personal. Strong at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. That was the 19th foul.
Two, looks like.
The scoreboard says the 19th foul against Jackson this half. And we'll have to see. I think, there we go. Coach Edwards making the case that it's the 10th personal, and he's right. Double bonus. Strong going to shoot two, I guess, now. First one's away. No good.
We needed that one.
Clay County still with this one-point lead, 52-51. Minute six on the clock as Strong gets ready for the second. He hits it. 53-51, Clay County in front. Jackson County with the ball. Coach Edwards has pulled off of his full court pressure now. Smith with it, crosses the timeline, gets it to Burris. Cuevas phoned it down low. He's posted up against Spivey. Burris can't get it to him, though. Arms has got Pig covered up. And it's a five-second call. Mason Smith has come up with a turnover with his...
Good defense, but just kind of nonchalantly got on him and stuck with him. Didn't have a lot of effort into it. He just stayed close to him.
Burris not realizing what was about to happen with a costly turnover. Clay County, two-point lead and the ball. Sharp with it. Hands off to Strong. Smith there with him. Jackson County not wanting to foul. Give and go. Strong at right block. Shot blocked by Pig. Put back is good. Chris Pig called for the foul, and that's five for
way
him.
To stay with it.
We see whistles blow between Wid Robbins and Mason Sharp. The Clay County fans come to their feet, not liking the frivolous activity on the floor. Official Dyer not going to call a technical foul. He just blew his whistle, separated the players. We see Strong at the line to try to complete the three-point play. His bucket was good, Pig fouled him. Pig's expired. He's fouled out with five. Strong has an opportunity to extend this Clay County lead. Currently, it's a four-point lead, 55-51. He's in the line to try to make it 5 points.
The sophomore has been solid here in the fourth quarter, Daniel. Put this team on his back with Jake Ashlock on the bench and really, hopefully, got him to this win here. 34 seconds left. Hopefully to make it 5 point lead as he goes to the line here. And what you gotta love is the
technical foul is being assessed.
Mason Sharp, I think.
A double technical.
Double technical.
Offsetting.
So Sharp picks up a foul. Whit Robbins picks up a foul.
Double T.
Strong's at the line. He's gonna shoot free throws.
And I guess it belongs on possession, maybe?
I suppose. Now so here Strong is to shoot two. He hits the first. Now, this is for the technical. Or is that just the one?
No, you don't shoot
the
technical.
He one. He made the basket.
It's offsetting. It's a plus one.
Okay.
Offsetting technicals. We get the ball on the jump ball.
All right.
I believe.
And a timeout's taken by Coach Edwards. 56-51 the score. Clay County's up by five, and they have possession of the ball. Timeout taken. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County has taken a late 56-51 lead here in the fourth quarter with 34 seconds to play. And Grant Strong has scored 12 of his 23 team-leading points here in this fourth quarter, Daniel.
Just a huge night for the sophomore. And like you said, with Ashlock being on the sideline, Strong's come in, fully taking this thing on his shoulders. And you see his teammates content to feed him as that score. Clay County with the basketball. T-Bar is inbound from the midcourt line across from us here at the gym in Salina. 34 seconds on the clock. They work it into Strong. They're trying to foul him, and they do. Wade Robbins called for the foul. Strong going to go to the line to shoot two. Clay County in front by five. Two buckets here could make it a three-possession game if Strong's good on. It's the first.
The first one dribbled in, didn't it?
6 points the lead, 57-51. Second one's away, also good.
Nothing but bottom.
58-51. Three-possession lead. Jackson County going to have to play quickly. 25 seconds and ticking. Burris with it. He fires a three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Silk. Silk immediately fouled by number four, Hayden Stacy. Gunner Silk going to go to the line to shoot two free throws. You kind of get that feeling that finally, after a dramatic second half, Clay County in a pretty good position here. Silk's at the line. He does hit his first free throw. 8 points the lead now, 59-51. 19.9 seconds on the clock as Silk hits both of them. Now a 9-point lead, three-possession game, if they're good on three triples and can stop Clay County. Stacy with it, left wing. Works it over to Smith. Smith drives, baseline, reverse layup, no good. Rebounded by Grant Strong. Fitting that the sophomore has it in his hands is Clavis fouls. 5.5 on the clock. This one's all but over. Clay County in front by nine. This is exactly what we expected here in a District 6A matchup. The last night of January, getting close to tournament time. We saw
they're all going to be close from now on.
They are. Nothing comes easy here in District 6 on the boys' side especially. And we saw tonight the sixth-place team, Jackson County. I think they're sporting a 2-8 district record. They came up here and played tooth and nail against this Clay County team. Now, they were beaten handily by Monterey Tuesday night, but they have shot well tonight. Is this one's going to be, I'll start to say over, but the whistle
blows. We've got four-tenths of a second.
Four-tenths of a second.
We haven't got time to score, have we?
No, I don't think so. Keaton Hung's going to inbound. Grant Strong catches it fittingly. He's holding it in his hands as the final buzzer sounds. Clay County winners tonight in dramatic fashion, 62-51 over Jackson County. Stay with us for the Farm Bureau postgame show where you can hear the Cumberland Exteriors boys wrap up.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, folks, to the Farm Bureau postgame show. Girls were winners tonight, 62-34, to get to 16-8 on the season. Boys winners in a dramatic fashion, 62-51 the final there. That puts their overall record at 21-3. We'll now do the Cumberland Exteriors boys wrap-up. Thomas, got a little bit more than we bargained for in both games tonight.
We did, Daniel. You know, Clay County seemingly had control of this one. The Dogs did. They were up 33-20 with a 13-point lead at halftime. You expected them to come out and close the deal in the third quarter like they normally do. Well, that didn't happen, guys.
No.
Jackson County outscored them 18-7 in that third quarter and carried a 2-point 40-38 lead into the fourth. And things were looking bleak for Clay County at that point.
Yeah, you know, it looks like we kind of played nervous in that third quarter. I don't know why. You know, maybe been the, you know, the fact that we were playing kind of slow, and they came out and came in with that, I guess, that 1-2-1-1 half-court trap, and it did confuse us there for that third quarter.
It confused us a little bit. Coach Edwards called a timeout. I'm sure he discussed the defense, but our players really didn't respond to it very well. We saw multiple guys turning the ball over, Coach.
Right, and it really wasn't an aggressive.
We don't do.
There wasn't anything aggressive, and if they were just kind of in position there, and it seemed like we were kind of running around everywhere trying to get to spots, and those guys, they were just kind of standing there looking at us, and
right.
we'd get trapped in a corner, and they'd come after us. And,
right.
And
multiple
really
turnovers kind of strung together, Daniel, that turned the tide in this one quick.
Yeah, I think we had three trips in a row. I know Quavis twice in a row came up with the ball. It's kind of one of those things. I'm glad we saw it. I'm glad we battled through it, because that's something you know that game film is going to be looked at and broken down about. It's going to be worked on in practice. Kind of exposed perhaps a little bit of a weakness that we had that we can go ahead and improve upon now while we still got time.
I'll tell you one thing that wasn't a weakness, and that was Clay County's response in the fourth quarter, guys. They outscored Jackson County 22-13. Sophomore Grant Strong put this team on his shoulders. With their emotional leader, Jake Ashlock, on the bench, he fouled out midway of that fourth quarter, guys. Strong and the Dogs scored the last 14 of this ball game. They were down 51-48, and they scored 14 straight to win it 62-51. Pretty impressive, Coach.
Yeah, I think that the two big plays there, the defensive play that Grant had out about the center line, and the next time down the floor, Gunner had one, and both of them wound up getting pretty easy buckets out of it.
And you had the senior Mason Sharp created that 5-second call right in the middle of all that. So
it
was a team effort for sure.
I believe I've seen that. That's maybe the most nonchalant guarding job I've ever seen. He wasn't waving arms. He was just kind of staying close to him, just close enough, and got the count on him.
Just close enough. For Clay County, for Jackson County, Aiden Smith led the way with 17 points. Chris Figg held him to 9, Daniel, we were talking about early on. Thought he might start dominating, but just 9 points tonight. Eli Burris, 6. Jordan Arroyo, 7. And Raymond Cuevas had 10. Strong led the way for Clay County with 27. Jake Ashlock, 7. Mason Sharp, 8. Gunner Silk, 6. Jeffrey Spivey, 9. Eli Smith, 3. And Keaton Arms, 2. Again, the final score, 62-51, Daniel.
You talk about Aiden Smith being their leading scorer. He had exactly 0 points in the prior meeting. So Coach, you know, talked about neutralizing all those other guys. Aiden Smith having to come out on that. Well, that's been the Cumberland Exteriors boys wrap up. We will play another set of ads here, come back and do the CDS top performers from tonight's games. This has been the boys wrap up, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof metal, and more. They're the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, a preview of Clay County's upcoming schedule from analyst Thomas Weaver, and final words from your host as we wrap up the Farm Bureau Postgame Show after these words from our sponsors.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network for the final time tonight, girls winners to get to 16-8 on the season, boys winners to get to 21-3. Now it's time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's contest. Starting first with the girls. The young lady we settled on tonight, very experienced player, a veteran player, the junior point guard, Rachel Copas, who was the second leading scorer tonight with her 12 points. And to be honest, Rachel's kind of the one. She's not always the leader in terms of offensive output, but I do feel like she's the leader in terms of physical output. You'll never find a moment in a ball game where Rachel Copas didn't give it 110%. Whether the ball's in her hands, she's defending an opponent, or she's just working hard trying to get open. And it's that type of leadership that you need out of your upperclassmen, and Copas really brings that. And we saw her in the Clark Range game on Tuesday night really step up that intensity defensively, and it carried over in her play tonight. She continued on against a lesser opponent in a game that was flattered, atmospheres and everything else. She still was playing like it was a big night.
She was, Daniel, and she's relentless, you know, on defense, on offense, wherever she is. Rachel Copas is relentless at all times, just like you said. And, you know, the big thing tonight, she capped her 12-point night with two buckets to finish off a 13-0 run in the third quarter where Clay County took control of this ball game and put it away. And like you said, she came out and set the tone tonight. She, along with Katie Arms, with that defensive pressure early on, that's what we wanted to see out of the Lady Bulldogs tonight. We want to see that same effort they gave against Clark Range, so they can carry that over to Tuesday night in Pickett County and hopefully the rest of the year in a long postseason run. And if they do, it'll be a lot because of Rachel Copas and the way she plays the game.
It will. And what I like the most about it is seeing her in that double-figure column on offense, because if we get Arms, Burchett, and Copas, all three there, well, that's 30 points minimum guaranteed between those three. Mm-hmm. And I like our other girls to be good for 10 to 15 more. So when we're firing on all cylinders, it's when Rachel Copas is doing what she did tonight, getting to the hoop, scoring on right and left, playing good defense. TDS top performer on the girls' side of things, Rachel Copas. On the boys, if you listen to our broadcast, you probably already know. It couldn't be any other than Grant Strong. And the way that he put this thing away in that fourth quarter where Clay County outscored Jackson County 22-13.
Just an unbelievable effort from the sophomore. We've given him the top performer multiple times, I think, already this year. But let me tell you something. In his first year to see significant time, Daniel, he stepped in and just been the driving force behind this team. And we saw it on the defensive end tonight too. We saw him get a steal there late. But Grant Strong scored 16 of his game high 27 down the stretch in this fourth quarter, Daniel, including 12 of that 14-0 run to close this thing out. Just an unbelievable performance from Grant Strong here. But the biggest thing to me was he didn't have Jake Ashlock out there to try to help him this time, or to lead him, or just to know Ashlock's on the floor. He knew this team's leader was on the bench, and Grant Strong took over when he needed to.
Yeah, and I noticed watching him do that, there wasn't anybody else that had a problem with that.
No.
His teammates were confident in him. They were looking to get him the ball. They wanted him to take on that role, and he did it and helped take them to this win. I see you now, Thomas, counting up free throws, and that's what I was going to mention.
10 for 11 down the stretch.
Those shots, to me, are harder in a sense because you've got time to think about them. You're sitting there. It's not a fast break. You know, a fast break, you don't have time. It's just a lot of physical reaction, and you're just doing it. He's sitting there on the line, knows they're huge shots, knows that if he misses one, it gives them an opportunity to come back in it, and that's when he was at his best, was in those big, tough moments. So that shows a lot to me about his mental toughness in that.
No doubt about it, and he does. You know, he wants the ball in his hand late, and that's what you want out of a leader of a team. You want him to want the ball, and Grant Strong put it in his hands and brought this victory home here tonight.
Tonight's TDS top performers, Rachel Copas and Grant Strong, and they were brought to you by TDS Disposal. serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Final thoughts, Thomas, before we sign off?
Nothing like taking down the Blue Devils.
Until this coming Tuesday evening here from Salina, we'll be broadcasting the Clay County and Pickett County games. For Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.